2013. I mean, it's 2 days, y'all. 2 days before Valentine's Day. So don't forget that. Those out there, that's someone special. Make sure you make something happen. Hey, I mean, they say it's just a thought that matters, but I don't know about that. But anyway, just a reminder. Just a reminder. Also, March 13th. Don't forget. There's a book coming out. Oh, by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress. Called No Condemnation. You can get it, pre-purchase it on Amazon.com, or just go to a website and get it also. Hey, I already pre-ordered mine, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All right, y'all. Hey, welcome out there. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon here in Texas, and that's where I'm coming to you from, live in Texas. And if you want to join the conversation today, 347-838-8622. And we can get you on the air and join me in the chat room also. They do www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. Or just go to blogtalkradio.com and in the search box put Mr. Talk. All right. Now we got that little bit of something out the way. Woo, so how y'all doing out there today? I hope everybody having a wonderful day. Everything going good for you. Hey, because you deserve it. You at work, right? That's what I'm talking about right there. All right. Let's see, what are we going to talk about today, y'all? The normal stuff, I guess. Hey, just so you remember, this is an adult show. And adult show, some things happen, some things are said that, you know, get heated and people get upset. And we don't intentionally try to upset you or offend your feelings. So if by chance we happen to offend you, we do apologize at this time. But as I said before, in a heated conversation, some things are said and, you know, hey, it happens, right? But we're going to do what we do. We're going to make it do what it do. So with that being said, I do apologize for anybody who feelings may get hurt, who may feel that. And we done touched on the sensitivity just a little bit too much. But, you know, sometimes, like the old people say, hey, shoe fit wet. If it don't, hey, take it off and throw it at somebody else. That's all I got to say about it. That's all I got to say. Hey, Shasta, I see you out there in the chat room. I see you ready to rock and roll today. All right. Now, a few other things I need to get out of the way. Of course, on the show, we do encourage your dialogue and would like to hear everybody's opinion. So we're going to set some ground rules. Please respect each other's time to speak. And do not talk over each other. Also, make sure your responses are short and to the point as possible, as quickly. You know, we understand sometimes you just have to speak out just a little bit more than normal. But that's okay. You know, just no long, drawn-out, non-important statements, okay? No personal attacks will be allowed. We are adults on this show. And please, let's conduct ourselves in that manner. All right, in other words, don't be calling other people names, especially if you can't take it, all right? And also, if any of these guidelines are violated, I would not hesitate to tase your behind. For those that don't know what tase means in my vocabulary, that means I will mute the hell out of you, okay? I'm just going to keep it real, as my boy Low like to say. Just keep it real, all right? In other words, don't call in here trying to start no stuff, and we'll have us a good time. Because if you do, I'm going to get you. That's all I'm saying today. That's it. And those are the guidelines. They're not hard. I just hope everybody follows them and we can have us a great show. Hey, Goofy Bone, I see you out there in the chat room, man. Thanks for joining us today. Y'all, so guess what? So let's talk. Let's talk. You know, during the run of the day, you know, I get little emails and people send me little articles and things they find over the internet. And they think I may find interesting. Well, I got one today, and we've talked about this before, but I think, you know, sometimes we need to cover it once again. And this little article says, should welfare recipients be tested for drugs? And, of course, lawmakers have experimented with similar legislation in places like Florida, New Jersey, and Indiana. But, of course, the constitutionality of those laws have been questioned each time. In other words, everybody's saying, well, you know, are you discriminating against people who get welfare and so forth and so on? Oh, boy, and I got a lot to say on that. I know some of y'all do, too, but we're going to get to that in a minute. All right, proponents of drug testing welfare patients worry that jobless Americans will use taxpayer dollars to purchase illicit drugs. They also challenge the drug testing as a costly and ineffective way to deter drug use, and they cite concerns about a strictly punitive law that would bar those in need from receiving jobless benefits without offering them help in the form of counseling. All right. Now, that the opponents and proponents say about testing these welfare recipients for drugs. And here are my thoughts on the subject, okay? Yes, I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm not going to sugarcoat. Yes, welfare recipients should be required to take drug tests, and they should. And I also believe there should be a limit on how long one should be allowed to stay on public assistance. That's right, and I'm not backing away from that, and I don't care what any of y'all say. And here's my reason for that thought process. We all know there are some. Now, I'm not saying everyone, and I'm not throwing everybody in one general bowl, so I'm going to put that out there now. However, what I am saying is there are those welfare recipients, and we do know some of them, that only thing they do is sitting around smoking blunts all day, waiting on that check to hit on the 1st and the 15th, or 3rd and the 17th, or the 2nd and the 16th, or however you want to look at it. We know they're doing it. They're not trying to find a job. They're not trying to better themselves. Only thing they're doing is sitting there waiting on that check to come in every month, going around the corner to see the drug man, cousin calling cousin Bob to come bring them, you know, a little something, something, so they can get their high on and chill out. Well, y'all, guess what? This is what they need to do. They need to get off their sorry asses and get a job. Yes, they need to be tested for drugs. And, you know, here's the other thing. The first one is on us. I even go that far. The first drug test is on us. All right? It's on us. However, once you get caught, busted, you get busted, it's no longer on us. Now, two things about to happen when that goes down. Number one, your welfare stuff, it should be reduced. I'm not going to say take it completely away the first time, but it should be reduced. Hopefully that send you a message that this is not going to be tolerated, all right? Now, number two, as far as the limit, yes, I really do not feel that people should be allowed to stay on welfare for years and years at a time. If it was left up to me, I'm going to tell you, 6 to 8 months, hey, if you ain't getting anything yet, then hell no, you don't need to be on no more welfare. I'm just going to tell you like it is. Yeah, they got these EBT cards and people selling, you know, sending this little something-something here to get a little cash there. Well, guess what? If you was to get out there and get your behind a job, then you wouldn't have to worry about selling your welfare, your food stamps cash, because you got cash in, because you have a job. If you have a job, you know, you may not need welfare. That's just my take on it. I don't know how y'all feel about that, but that's what the way I'm feeling about it. Chester says 12 months with case management, depending on the amount of kids you have under 5. Okay, case management. You know what? And here's the thing about that case management. See, case management, you get the right case for that get overloaded and really don't care, then you still can beat that system. I'm trying to put it in somewhere where just make it point blank. This is what it is, and this is how it's going to work. There is no case by case. There's no case by case evaluations. Everybody is under the same damn guidelines. So we have no way to skirt under it or what have you. And I think that would kind of eliminate all these folk running around here on damn welfare. Now, of course, what did I say? That's just my opinion, but that's the way I feel about it. I say, yeah, not likely. It is a case by case, but it shouldn't be a case by case. Now, because I know, and to be honest with you here, I know some soldiers right here in Texas on Fort Hood, the largest installation in the United States, military installation, and they're on welfare. You understand what I'm saying? And they have a job, but they're actually out there working, defending the nation, and they still have to get welfare. So, yes, I said some soldiers, not all. However, for those lazy asses out there that decide they just want to lay around all day, then hell no. Drug test that behind, put a limit on them, and if they're not trying to get up and do anything, they are out of it. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying about it. Now, if y'all got something else y'all want to add something to it, no problem. No problem. Give me a call. Let me know what you think about that. 347-838-8622. I'd be more than happy to discuss it with you and see what you're thinking on the subject. Quiet in. I see y'all there. Thank you for joining us today. All right. Now, if you don't look at each case, then you don't know which ones. Which ones what? So that's why it needs to be case to case. Shasta got started already in the chat room. She said it needs to be case by case. Okay. In emergency situations, maybe. Just maybe. But I don't think it needs to be case by case, because if you go back and review records, and I'm sure if you review records well enough, you'll realize there are some people actually been on welfare for years and years and years. Why you need to? You don't need to make that a case by case. You already see what's going on. They haven't tried to get a job or anything else. No. Boot their behinds out of the system and force them to do something else. I know some of y'all say, well, that's going to make them turn to crime and that's going to make them do this. Well, you know what? Then they have to go to jail. See, Kwan Lin has a very good point. 6 months, no job, send the 18 and 25s in the Army and rest into community work. And you know what, Kwan Lin? I agree with that 200%. I have always said, if a young person get out of school, they're not going to college, they don't have a job, send them behinds in the military. In fact, you know, if we were to make that a requirement, pretty much, I mean, they already have to sign up for selective services besides the women, and, you know, they work on that part of it also. But why not let them go in the military? They have a job. Then you don't have to worry about ones being on welfare. That's right. And save our tax dollars, because we work hard for our money and the things we do, and we have to sit around and you know what the bad part about it? The main ones that's on welfare, 9 times out of 10, they're the ones who complaining about every damn thing. But they sitting at home on their sorry asses not doing anything. Shasta say 18 and 24, that's Job Corps. No, Shasta, 18 and 24, put their asses in the Army. Put them in the military. They ain't no that Job Corps crap. Put them in the military. Get their hands away from home and make them grow up. That's right. They have a job. They guarantee the paycheck. They guarantee 3 hots in a cot. They have somewhere to stay, and they can save some money. Hell, they can even go to school while they're there. So, No. Don't give me that Job Corps cop, because that ain't working either. That's been tried. I don't know if I agree with that. You ain't got to agree with that. That's what makes the show so wonderful. You don't have to agree with that. I'm just telling you straight up. 18 to 24, you getting out of high school, you ain't got nothing going on. No problem. The recruiter's office is right down there. Go and take the SAF. Next 2 or 3 weeks, you off in basic training. It's easy. It's not hard. But see, that's the problem. We got all these sensitive folk out here talking about, well, you know, send them to the jock or give them a chance. Hell no, we can give them enough chances. That's right. We have. That's why they walk around here right now with their pants down to their knees. The girls walk around here dressed like boys because they confused as hell talking about they like girls and all this other bull crap. Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, the way I'm feeling about it, send their ass in the Army. So if they want to do all that, they at least they have a job. They got somewhere to go. That's right. That's right. And plus, they can get an education free. So that's knocking out two birds with one stone right there. Everyone doesn't believe in war and fighting, so how is that out there? Because everybody, see, and here we go with that bullshit. That's right. Excuse my language, y'all, but see, I'm about to get serious on this right here. Everybody doesn't believe in war and fighting, so how is that out there? Yesterday, they were saying how crazy military people are. Now we want to, and everybody didn't say it. I never said military people are crazy. Hell, I was in the military for 21 years. That's right. And whether you believe in war or fighting, they ain't got shit to do with it. You fight, you know what? And that's the thing people be talking about. Talking about, they don't believe in war, they don't fight. But they'll get out here and kill each other over a damn corner. But that's not war, that's not fighting. That's bullshit. That's what that is. I'm just going to tell you straight up. I'm not going to lie to you today, y'all. That's what that is. Everybody talking about the military. The military is some of the best things some of you knuckleheads out there get involved in. Because you don't have any direction, no purpose, no discipline, no nothing. You ain't got nothing to yourself. Go in the military so you can get at least something, an education. If it's just 2 years, get that. Golly. See, that got me all heated up early already. I ain't even get to the topic yet. You got me heated up already. People don't have the same beliefs. And you know what? It's not about having the same beliefs. What it is about, though, getting these folk off welfare, getting our children off these damn streets, stop them from killing each other, and damn it, making them responsible for something. The parents not doing it. So if the parents not doing it, somebody got to do it. Damn. So, I mean, we too worried about guns and all that, which guns, you know, we should be worried about that right now. There's another shooting in Maryland today. I mean, let's get their asses off the street and get them in the military. I'm just going to put it out there and tell you like it is. You ain't got to like it. I don't really care right about now. I'm just going to tell you like it is. And that goes for the young men and the young women. Shasta says, so you can't put everybody in the same pool. Doesn't make any sense why you feel you should be done one thing. There are other alternatives. Free education, food, clothes. They don't have to fight. They got to go. Yeah, right. Right. Okay, Shasta. Right. And you know what? They can get free education, food. They can go in electronics, pet care, medical work, all in the military. That's right. All in the military. So your argument is not holding. It's not hunting today. I don't give a damn what you say. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh, Shasta wants me to read slower. Okay. So we're going to read slower right here. So you can't put everybody in the same pool. Doesn't make any sense. Why you feel you should be done is one thing. There are other alternatives. Free education, food, clothes. They don't have to fight. They can go into electronics, pet care, medical work. All these skills they can use in the outside world. So there. Let me open these phone lines. I see my lines already. Somebody raising their hand already. So we're going to talk about this thing a little bit more before we get into the rest of the meat of the show. Good afternoon. Welcome to Let's Talk. Can I get your name? What's on your mind?
So you want to put people into the military, huh?
Damn right. Put them in there.
For what reason?
For what reason? Here's the reason, Joe. Number one. See, I start off talking about welfare, testing these folk on welfare for drugs. Now, and the more I think about it, you know, basically this is what it is, Joe. They're coming out of school, right? Now, if they have a scholarship or they plan to go to college, they're going to college, fine, let them go. But the ones that don't have anything left to do, you know, I mean, when I say anything, they just out there doing whatever.
Just
take and put their asses in the military. And this is why I say that, Joe, in the military. They, number one, they off the street corners. Number two, they got somewhere to live. They ain't have to worry about buying nothing. They get three meals a day. They get training. They can go to school. See what I'm saying? And, I mean, it's easy for them right there. What they need to do is just be there. So if they don't want to do it on their own, let's help them a little bit. We help them with everything else. We help them with welfare. We help them with everything else. So let's help get them off the street and require all our young men and women who's not in a college somewhere, 2 years of military, 2 to 3 years of military service, and you'll be surprised at the difference we'll have in our country. That's what I'm talking about, Joe. What are you talking about?
Sure. Okay, Stalin. No problem.
You know, there ain't going to be no Stalin.
Well,
what is so wrong with that?
You're going to force people to go into the military. You're a dictator.
That's bullshit, Joe.
You might as well grow a mustache.
Oh, whatever, Joe. That's bullshit.
If you're forcing people to do something, you're a dictator.
There ain't no dictator. That's teaching. Look, that how's that dictating? You know, other countries
how
do it. They don't have any dictators.
If
I mean, come on, Joe.
People to go into the military.
Joe, look at our country today. Look at the kids. Look at the kids. Today. Look at. In fact, you said it yesterday. Chicago, Los Angeles, New York. Some of the highest crime rates they are. Why? Because them kids ain't got nothing to do. They tell me they don't want to go to war. They don't want to fight. They killing each other on corn over concrete corners that don't belong to them any damn way.
No problem.
If they want to, you know what, if they want to do that, put their asses in the military, send them to Afghanistan, then they can shoot all the hell they want to.
Okay.
I'm just saying, Joe.
All right, fine.
No, I mean, go on to get your point out. You say, you know, that's like being a dictator. No, it's not. I think it's a progressive way of helping our youth decide, you know, to help them bear themselves.
Uh-huh.
You know, we already paying for them anyway. So we might as well require them to go in the military. And some, you'd be surprised, Joe, at some of who actually get disciplined and make careers in the military. If nothing else, go in and get at least an associate's degree. Do something. Say you've done something. Understand what I'm saying? See, in the military, it's not all about war. There's people over in the war zone that still going to college and getting degrees. So, everybody who gets that argument about they can't do this, they can't do that, they full of crap. That's just the way I'm feeling right now, Joe.
Okay. I wish Shasta would come on the line because I'm too tired to argue.
You're too tired to argue, man.
Yeah, I'm sleepy. I've been up all day since the early morning. So I'm not in the mood. I don't have the energy to argue, to rebut any arguments. Whoever wants to say anything they want to, it's okay with me. They're right. Everybody's right today.
Well, I don't know about all that, Joe. I mean, I've been up early. I get up early every day, so, I'm good. You know, and yeah, I got to tell you to say, it beats kids doing drugs and joining gangs in prison life. That's right. And I do. I seriously believe it will make a difference.
No.
I mean, why not, Joe? It's already, look, it's like this. The young men are already required to join the Selective Service.
Mm.
Now they're talking about making the women doing the young ladies do the same thing.
Right.
So that's half the battle right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if that is the case, then why not?
Absolutely.
Whatever, Joe.
Well, yeah. But I can't agree with you now.
Quan Lin say, you love it, Mr. Talk. What is, I love it? What is it I love, Quan Lin? I'm just saying. Because, you know, I was one of those knuckleheads. I went in the military because I just needed to get away. I'm not going to lie. And you know what? That's one of the better. I can say that's one of the best choices I have made in my entire life right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about loving. It's about realizing your potential. It really is. It's about realizing your potential. It's about realizing what you can do for yourself once you get from under the umbrella of your mom and daddy or those thugs and your friends that ain't going to mean you no good any way hanging out on the corner. You want to hang out on the corner and think you're a big boy slinging shit, but every time you got to turn around, you ducking bullets and carrying on. Well, if you just feel like you got to do that, join the military. You can duck bullets and send bullets back legally.
Right. Be all you can be. Okay.
Hey, you know what? You have the opportunity. You have
right.
the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I know back in the day, everybody ran around here. The military ain't for the black man. The military ain't this. What the hell ever? the streets ain't for the black man either, but y'all still out there doing the little stupid things.
Okay.
That's right. Sure. I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm just saying. That's, I mean, that's my point.
Sure.
That's right.
Right. Absolutely.
And if you're gonna, you know, and if you're gonna get out of school or whatever, and then go and hang out on welfare, hell no. You know, your ass need to be drug tested, and you got 6 to 12 months. And if that ain't working, then you need to find something else to do, because we're gonna stop giving you welfare.
So you want people to be drug tested too?
Damn right.
Oh, okay.
I have no qualms with that.
All right. No. Sure.
If you're getting welfare and you're not doing nothing else, Joe, why not? If that's all you're doing, when you get the welfare, you train your food stamps in and all that for cash, so you can go and buy weed, or cocaine, or crack, or whatever the hell you do out there doing now. You know, hey, that's just no. I ain't buying it, and I don't care what you say.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just waiting for Shasta to get on the line so you two can have a nice, friendly conversation.
Oh, whatever, Joe. What you here for today, then? That's who you on Let's Talk. Can I have your name in your mind? Hello?
We got a new caller?
We have a new caller.
Oh, okay.
I guess their line dropped. They got a Mitt Romney phone.
I don't want to have an Obama phone.
No, I'm going to change it to Mitt Romney phone.
Right.
I always want to say something, but ain't nothing coming out. I like that.
Yeah, or flip-flops. You dial the wrong number all the time. Yeah.
There you go.
Mitt Romney phone. Yeah.
See, you with me now. You with me now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let's try it again. Good afternoon. You on Let's Talk. May I have your name and what's on your mind?
Hey.
All right. Number one, you need to move away from whatever you close to because it's killing me.
Oh, sorry.
Nah.
Who is it?
So, anyway, I just hopped in because, you know, I just don't agree with you trying to send everybody to the military. But I know that you're a veteran, so you feel like that's what needs to be done. And I see that, I know that there's a problem, you know, with people trying to sit on welfare forever. I agree with that, too. I just feel like there's other things that can be done because everybody doesn't believe the same, and we all live differently. So everyone doesn't believe in war and being in the military. So based off of that, we would have to find other things to do other than just the military. I heard you mention that, but what other alternatives do you have?
Shasta, you know what? That's the problem. We always looking for other alternatives. There ain't nobody gonna follow. That's not gonna follow. You know what? That's bullshit. That's a bullshit argument right there. I'm gonna just be honest with you. That's a bullshit argument. Number one, Shasta. You know what? Everybody keep talking about. We don't want to go to war. We don't want. As I said before, they out there killing each other on the streets, on the corners over bullshit. But they don't want to go to war. They making a war on their own self. Hell, why not? Why not let them go in the military and get some discipline? And find out there's somebody bigger and better than they are. Why not? What is wrong with that? Okay, you said there's other alternative. Give me another alternative where you can go somewhere, live for free, have a guaranteed paycheck where you won't get fired. Right? You can go to school for free. And what is another alternative? Trust me, what is another alternative?
Well, there's lots of different alternatives.
What? Give me one. Give me one that has those. Give me one that has those same advantages to it. Give me one.
I mean, it may not. Okay, I was saying if they're 18 and 24, you can send them to the Job Corps. Everybody's parents may not agree with them going into the military for whatever reason. So, Job Corps has been known to be good too.
Wait a minute. Let me stop you right there for a moment. 18 and 24, you don't need your parents' permission to go in the military. Hell, my parents weren't happy when I went, but I went.
Look, that's not what I'm saying. And when you're talking about a topic, okay, that's not what I'm saying. And when you're talking about a topic, you have to be open-minded enough to know that your way is not the only way. So
okay,
we
well,
know
you
that,
given,
we can't say that being in the military is the only way.
You haven't given me a substantial way. You haven't given me another alternative that makes sense yet, Sasha.
I was just mentioning one,
but
you cut me off because you had your own opinion of it.
Go ahead, Chad.
I say that Job Corps is fine. They also feed them at Job Corps. They make sure they set up a stipend for these kids, so they do get a certain amount of money from Job Corps every month. They help them set aside a stipend, so when they graduate from Job Corps, some of them leave with $1,000 to $2,000 based on what they saved up while they were there. They feed them. They get housing, so they have rooms to be in. They also get a little bit of freedom based on their behavior. They have different things going on for them. I think that's a positive outlet just as well without, you know, going the extreme and saying military. To me, the military is a last resort. That's not something I would use right off to say, oh, you didn't do what I thought you should do, so I'm going to send you in the military. I really see that as last resort. I think it's cool for people. I think it's cool for people who want to go into the military just to go in. But if we're talking about real people, I think that should just be a last resort to something that you do.
No. Hold on. Let me bring somebody else in. They want to get a piece of this also. Good afternoon. You're on Let's Talk. What's on your mind? Can I get your name?
What's up, everybody? This is Goofy Bone live on the streets. How y'all doing?
What's happening with you, Goofy?
Man, you know what, Joe? I'm going to agree with you, man. I wish I was back in the days, you know, fucking fresh out of high school, you know, shit. I would love to have a military education, but, you know, some people deserve a military education. Some people, you give them that education, they're going to go ape shit and turn out to be one of those guys that's wanted right now by the cops.
Oh, so you under the impression, like everybody else, that the military makes you crazy, huh?
Well, no, it's just, you know, you go out there, you fight a war. You fight a war, and you have a, you try to have a good night's sleep, man, knowing your life's on the line. It ain't no joke, Joe. Shit.
You know what, Goofy? You know, I like you, Goofy. I really do. But I'm
going to
tell you,
saying,
like,
but with all that being... With all that being said, is it okay to say you're going to the military?
You're damn right. Now, I'm still going to say it. And this is the reason why. Chester, you see, you said something. You said at the end they get a little stipend with it. At the end they may even have $1,000 or so. What the hell $1,000 going to do?
Every child, every young person that you're talking about is not the same. So to an extent of help, everybody don't need the same help. The help that you're trying to give me may not work for the next person because we're two different people. Some people that we're talking about may have to resort to the military because they're selling drugs on the street, killing folks. It's just really no, you know what I'm saying? They're going to end up in the juvenile system over and over again. I understand that, career people. But obviously, every young person we're talking about doesn't fit into that category. So we have to help people based on their level of needing help. Does that make sense?
No. And here's because you misunderstood what I was saying. What I'm saying is, okay, if they don't like the military, fine. Do they 2 to 3 years? Get out. But still, while they're in there, they still could have gotten at least an associate's degree. You know, they saved up some money, you know, more than $1,000. You know, and
okay.
they have some type of discipline, some type of direction, or
whatever
they want
to go. What if they go to war? What if they end up going to war? What if these people, young people's parents didn't want them to have to go to war? Everything's cool now.
You know,
but
you know
what, everybody won't break out.
You know, everybody keep using that old lame ass excuse. What if they got to go to war? What if they got to go to war? It is
lame. It's not lame for people who don't choose the military. You chose it, so you're cool with it. You can say, oh, I know what war is like because I've been there, or I know what the military is like because I've been there. But for people like me who have never gone, we don't take it as lightly as you do. We're not saying, oh, okay, military, cool, just go in. That's a good old time. Everybody don't see it like that. That's what I'm trying to say. To you, it's one thing, but to people who have never done it, it's a whole other story.
But yet, you can walk down the street and have to duck bullets every 24/7, depending on where
that's
you live
the real
at,
world.
Right? But that's, but
that's
the real
world.
If that's the real world, so I'm giving you an option of getting out the real world and going somewhere where you can actually get out, as y'all say, the real world and get you an education.
But come on now.
What's
but
the difference,
honestly,
Shasta? What is the
honestly,
difference if you're going out here ducking bullets and going to war?
There's a big difference, honestly, because you saying I'm giving you the option. Really, the military has been an option for many years before you was invented. So this has been an option for people's lives the whole time. Obviously, it's not an option that a lot of people choosing. So this ain't an option that you giving. This is an option that's been available for a long time.
I think after somebody who gets convicted of a crime for the first time, they get that option. It's either you do this time or you go in the military. Plain
and simple. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't see nothing wrong with that. You just said somebody who committed a crime, they've been charged for their crime, and then the second time, you got to do some time in the military. I have no problem with that. But I'm talking about young people between the ages of 18 and 24 who may have not committed a crime, who may have not taken it to that level, but still need help out of the situation that they're currently in. It might be they live in circumstances. It might be their neighborhood.
All right.
But it don't necessarily mean send me to the military.
Why not? Why not? Why not?
I might not. My mind might not be.
The same people who keep saying the same thing you saying are the same ones who end up in a damn funeral home somewhere. My baby was a good baby because they was in the wrong place at the wrong time and a bullet found them. But just think, maybe, if they would have went in the military, they wouldn't have to worry about this. See, this is what I'm saying. Everybody keep talking about. If we require 18 to 24, you got to sign up for the Selective Service anyway. So 18 to 24, 2 years in the military, that's not going to kill you. It's not going to hurt you.
Yeah, but that doesn't even cover women right now.
No, that's bullshit. It's the same individuals that have that same argument that you have, Shasta. The same ones sitting at home saying the same thing. Yeah, that's right. But you know what they sitting at home doing? Smoking a damn joint, drinking a damn 40-ounce.
Not
talking about, yeah, that's right.
What's wrong with smoking a joint,
Okay, look. Peep game. I want to throw a different scenario in there. Because when you're telling that story, we get a picture of somebody sitting at home smoking a blunt. Well, let's get a different picture. Let's get a different picture because there's many different pictures in life. Let's get a picture of a young mother who has three or four kids under the age of five. She's a full-time student and goes to college. She lives alone, doesn't have any support from her family, and she's still trying to make it out here on her own. That's a whole different situation. Do we not give this woman support from the government?
Yeah, but
later on that woman,
she becomes to even a more better woman because she knows the struggles and the values of life. But some women don't understand that. They're out there fucking around at TGIF Fridays looking at a good guy with a nice, good outfit on.
But look what I'm saying, though.
There's no dignity no more.
But look what I'm saying, though. Let's take it back to my other story. Because, see, he was throwing out the whole, we see people sitting at home smoking blunts collecting government funds. I wanted to throw a different kind of story out there of maybe a young person who just doesn't have the support they need, but they need those government funds. If we start limiting things and we don't take it by a case-by-case basis, then we don't know which one of these young people are out here trying to do something for themselves and just need that extra boost, or who are the young people out here who's just saying, I'll sell my food stamps when I get them. You know what I mean? So you have to look at it case-by-case and get to know these families and such. So I believe there's other ways to do it, but the military...
Well, the government should look at it case-by-case. They're just handing out EBT cards like it's the thing to do. I mean, you got songs about EBT cards. I mean, I haven't had a job in a year and a half. My pride alone won't let me go get an EBT card. I have money in the stock. That's my fallback. All that money I threw in the stock one day would help me, and look, today's the day it's helping me.
Now, I understand where you're coming from, and it's smart, you know, to think like that. But also, I got family members who live in the hood who aren't forwarded the same education to see other opportunities. Sometimes that's where you fall off, too. When people aren't
don't
fully
give me
educated.
That shit. I'm
of,
from the hood.
Let me finish my thought, though. Because at the same time, although some of us rise up out of where we've been, because I did, too. Some of us do rise up from the circumstances that we're in to do other things. But everybody doesn't operate the way that you do. Everybody's not as strong as you are mentally or physically, so everybody can't do it the way that you did. So for the people who cannot, we still have to look at it like there are people who are still in the hood who might not have had good parents. Their parents might not be educated. Their mama never graduated from high school. Hell, she might not even made it to eighth grade. Now she's raising other kids trying to get them to go to school, and she didn't even finish. Some families live like this. You might have rose up out of what you came from, but we got to look at the people who are not rising up out of that and who have problems rising up out of it because their circumstances keep them from doing it. It's their parents. Hell, if your parents ain't smart, how they going to teach you to be smart? So it's education. We need to look at the educational system. What can we do in these schools to get these kids more involved?
Instead well, that's the blind the leading the blind right there that you're talking about. Well,
but
why
but
can't
but
nobody use the brain that God has given us and say, hey, I don't want to be in this. Look where my mom's at. Do I want to be like that? Fuck no. Let me get out of this predicament that I'm in. Seriously.
But that's a strong-minded
person.
You
got kids like that no more. You got little fucking 35-year-olds living with their mommy and daddy. And it's sick. Get off your ass and go fucking do something. Now I'm starting
I mean,
to agree with you, Mr. Talk. Throw them all in the military. Fuck.
No,
I mean, Shasta.
I hear what he's saying. I hear what he's saying, and I hear what you're saying, too. But everybody's not like us.
I mean, but you made the point for me. You just made the point. You know,
why you just made the point.
And this is why you just made the point. Because you said, you know, okay, number one, they're at home. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. They don't want to be like them. Mother ain't got no education. And they just, you know, this and that. So why
that's
not let them go military and better themselves? They want to be better than them. Look, they want to be better than their mothers, right? Their parents. That's what you said. Now the parents ain't doing it. The school ain't doing it.
No. You gotta catch everything I said, and I think you're taking what I said out of context. What I'm saying is, break it down to the elementary level then. Okay, I don't mind because I got family like this. I know people like this. This ain't something I'm thinking about. These are people I'm close to that's like this. What I'm saying is, in terms of finding this for people, you have to look back at people's family environment. That's why I say it's the school system. We want to just throw people in the military, or we want to put a lot of basis on people's parents. What I'm saying is some families are coming from the school system.
It's the kid. If you want to be educated, you'll get educated. If you want to be a dumb fuck, you're going to be a dumb fuck.
Okay, so what do you say? Let me ask you this. What do you say about the inner city schools that don't even have fucking books for these kids to learn? They don't want to learn? You just don't want to fucking learn. We don't got the fucking books to learn. They might not have grew up where you
and
grew
whose
up,
fault
where you had the proper
that?
Books.
It's the government.
It's the government's fault. Right,
exactly.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So why don't all the school teachers take the kids to the government offices and have them sit down right there and have them teach and tell them,
okay, it sounds good.
You're not going to pay for our books, we're going to teach right here.
Nobody thinks of that stuff, huh?
Everybody wants to sit there and cry and complain and they're not taking care of us.
What are you saying? Go take care of the problem for yourself. Like, I don't even take the subject lightly because there are schools that are dealing with this right now. And it's because of the lack of materials, lack of pay for teachers and things like that. Yeah, it is up to the parents to teach their kids thus far before they enter school. But it also helps that your school has the basic necessities to assist you with. Some of these schools don't even have the basic shit to teach the kids.
Go to another district.
It's easy for you to say that. But what do you say for the parents who don't have the money to move their kids nowhere else, who go to PTA meetings every time they hold them, who go to organizational meetings to try to get some assistance for their school?
When you fall in a hole, what do? You sit around and cry about it?
Nobody says these people are sitting around. There's probably active people right now as we speak who are being active for their school.
Obviously, they're not doing anything if they got no school books.
Come on, I'm saying this shit don't happen overnight, and it's real people dealing with real situations.
How come all those kids don't write Obama and say, President?
How about you write Obama for them? How about you write Obama for them? If it was
Obama,
that easy.
Shit, I'm living
I'm
righteously.
Saying,
shit.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
So,
look, 30,
so tell me another story.
You know
get
what?
Get me
so
out
Pete
of the motherfucking
what you said,
hood.
And this is what I want to say about that. This is what I want to say about that, because if you look at the topic of today's show, it's talking about Christians. One of the main things that I want to say is Christians be the first people who want to judge other people. We raise up and we rise out of where we have been, and we forget where the hell we came from. So we start judging other people based on where they at, but then we want to tell them to believe in God and Christianity. Who am I to judge somebody else? I know that people are going through stuff out here, and it's not for me to say generally, let's throw everybody in the military. That's like saying let's throw everybody in jail or let's kill everybody. It's got to be case by case based on what people are going through. And to say I'm righteous, come on, G, we all fall short of the glory of God, and that's real.
I'm not talking about righteous being under God. I'm talking about righteous as being a human being.
Then we all are. What are you saying? We all are. We all are, which means we all need an opportunity to be able to do better. What I'm saying is all of us are not forwarded that opportunity.
Let me tell you something.
Based on where we're coming from, how we're raised, and what's going on.
You got to go out there and get that opportunity. This is
America. Nobody's saying that you're wrong. I'm not saying that you're wrong.
I'm not saying I'm wrong either, but I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just telling you that this is what you need to do is stop complaining about it and go out and get it. You understand? It's out there. You just got to go get it. Quit crying about it.
Some people don't. So what do we say to the people who have the inability to get it? What do you say to those? If we're talking to all the people who are strong-minded. Oh, we're
wait
already
a minute,
strong.
Shasta, what do you consider as the inability to go and get it?
Depending on where you are, you might not have that. It might not be where you are. So you might need people, like I said, because I always refer back to education and the school system and where these kids are coming from. You were a kid before, too, and you grew up, and so now you've grown. We all were once kids. Things are different now, especially even in the school systems and how they're teaching them. To me, a lot of that goes back to the school system. Like, what are these kids learning? What's keeping them focused? What kind of after-school activities are they in? What kind of stuff are they learning in school? That's what matters to me. And to me, if they were more involved in school, they would have less time to be out here selling drugs and looking for food stamps. Education should be more important. You won't have time to be doing everything else. That's what I'm going back to every time.
Whose problem is that? That's the community. It all starts somewhere, okay? It all starts somewhere.
So that's what we're speaking to. I agree with that.
If the community were to get together and be a community, none of this stuff would happen. Do you understand? I mean, it's all great to cry and bicker and complain, but when you get everybody together, use that power of crying and bickering and complaining. Use that power to rally people together. So you could have enough people to make a statement.
That sounds good, and I bet somebody listening needed to hear that because, you know, people are hearing it from wherever they are. So I'm sure that's somebody's situation.
And that's
to
coming
it
from a guy about to roll a blunt right now. I just want to let you guys know that.
Mr. Eric.
No, whatever, Goofy. Anyway, let me get back to Shasta for a minute. You know, because Goofy, you know what, though, and I'm going to say this. Goofy is a freak of nature, okay? He's just a freak of nature. He went about it the way that most people wouldn't even consider. So he's just a freak of nature, okay? So he's rolling his blunt, okay? But Shasta, I'm going to get back to what we were talking about real fast. Now, you have said a lot, Shasta, but in the same voice that you were saying, you still have not given one reason why the military requiring 2 years, the 3 years service in the military is not a good idea.
You have helped prove
my point that that's maybe what's needed.
No,
because you said it yourself. You have families that from generation to generation they doing the same thing over and over again. I want to be better than mom. I can't do it. My mom want me to be better than them. So now why not require them?
Look, because we jumping. I said something specific to what you said earlier when I was in the chat room. We were talking about case by case, and you threw that out. You said. Nobody cares about case by case. We're going to put them all in the military. That was the basis for me saying what I said, that it does matter if we go case by case because everybody's life is different. That's where I came. That's where I came with the basis of what I said. I don't disregard the military altogether. My dad served in the military for 13 years, so I'm an Army brat. I already know the deal. So I don't disagree with the military, but I did agree with Goofy when he said, if you're a criminal – and you've been convicted of certain amounts of crimes, maybe it should be certain crimes. You know, if you're convicted, then you might have to go serve in the military. You've done your time. You want to do it again? We got something out for you. We'll throw you in the service. But what I did say is for children that are 18, and you're not even a kid, you know what I'm saying? You're a young adult. From 18 to 24, that there are other alternatives that we can offer you besides the military if you don't fit the case scenario for the military. If you ain't out here doing drugs and holding guns and getting charges for stuff like that, I might not give you that option. I might give you the option of Job Corps or working in your community or being involved in a Big Brother, Big Sister organization or something else. That might be a different option that I give you, depending on what you're coming at me with. If you're convicted, I agree with Goofy that maybe we can look at 2 to 4 years of military service. I don't disagree with the military, but I'm not finna throw it on everybody, and case-by-case basis is important.
What? Okay, so here's my question to you, Shasta. What good is the Job Corps and Brother and Big Brother and all that? What good is that really to me in the long run? Is that going to help me get me a associate's degree in 2 years? Is that going to help me establish myself?
Let me tell you something what Job Corps is. Job Corps is where the rejects go, okay? The rejects are like the blind leading the blind. That's what Job Corps is. It's a safe haven for STDs, whores, guys with no lives, and thugs that want to be something. That's what Job Corps is. Now, if you throw these kids in the military, these kids will shapen up, okay? These kids will shapen up. That's what you need. You need guidance. You need somebody to be in those kids' face and say, hey, you're the future. Do you want to be a piece of shit bum on the streets for the rest of your life? Or do you want to be something? Do you want to be successful?
Okay. Well, look, I'm not disagreeing with everything that you're saying, but I am disagreeing with parts of what you're saying. And again, you're discounting a program. Did you go to Job Corps?
Either you're pregnant or you're not pregnant. You can't.
Did you go to Job Corps?
I think so.
I'm asking a question. Have you been to Job Corps, Goofy?
Yeah, I've seen the Job Corps facility before, and
okay.
Actually two of my friends
have been there,
so I know the stories of Job Corps.
Okay, so, well, obviously, we're people, we all think differently, we all live differently, and we all have different opinions. I have friends that have been to Job Corps, too, except our stories might not be the same. You might have stories of them doing drugs and chilling and kicking it, when I've got my Job Corps certificate, I got some great skills that I can take into the real world, such as brick masonry, so now that's the job that I work in. That's something I can forever do that's going to help me. Everybody's not on the same level. Your friends and my friends might be in different paths on in life. So what I mean is it does mean case by case, in point. Your friends
okay,
and my
so
friends
you're saying
are
you got an education in laying bricks.
Negative.
You got an education in laying bricks. Is that what you're saying from Job Corps?
I'm saying, shit, we're all different. If you want to be a brick mason, there are you saying that people can't be successful brick masons? That's like saying a person can't be a successful plumber.
Have you seen a lot of brick houses?
Who's going to come fix your toilet? What are you saying? I'm not going to judge anybody and discount people's jobs. I'm not going to discount what somebody can be.
Let me tell you something. You have to live into now, okay? Technology is what's now. So why not go into the military and learn some technical skills?
Let me ask
learn
you a question.
On how
so does that mean that computers build houses? You didn't answer my question.
One of these days,
computers
are going to be
houses?
The whole house. So
you didn't answer my question.
That's
you said it's
future.
Technology, but do computers build houses?
Well, I answer that.
Does it take a man, or does it still take a man and his hand to build the house?
The last person I know that built a brick house was the Three Little Pigs, all right? That was the last person I knew that built a brick house, all right?
Well,
now,
obviously,
you
must sit in a house and smoke
blunts
all day,
nowadays,
so you ain't been out seeing
any
brick houses lately.
Okay? They're not brick. I'm sorry. You need to get into now. Live into now. Look at what people are feeding on. Technology. These little gizmos and gadgets. That's
everybody
what people
doesn't
are feeding
do that.
On.
Look, everybody doesn't do that. Or you wouldn't
well,
be smoking a blunt, you'd be working at fucking Apple.
Evolve.
You don't hear
into
what
that.
I'm No, you're not hearing what I'm
frogs,
saying. Obviously,
one of them will turn to a chick. Evolution.
Obviously, the world doesn't work like that, or instead of rolling a blunt, you'd be
no,
working at Apple,
No, it could work
too.
Like that. We are all given the same brain with the same charisma to do things. But people
man, I need,
got the
man, I need some of the old school people to call
lazy.
In the show right now. We
people
were all given a brain, but we were not given all the same brain. I'm going to hate you old school cats because you're killing me right now.
I'm 40 and drink and smoke some.
You're killing
blunt.
Me.
And maybe we'll
you're
calm
killing
down.
Me because you're smoking a blunt, but you're telling me what every.
I'm rolling it right now. I'm licking the last
end. But you're still killing me. Your conversation is killing me, though.
I know, huh? It's pretty funny, how. I'm a freaking
I mean, it really is. It really is because you're discounting what other people can do. Everybody is not going into technology, and everybody's not looking at that type of lifestyle. I think
well,
everything
everyone
that
needs
people
to do it because
everything,
that's the lifestyle of now.
Look, but
why
we're
are
not
you concentrating
all,
on a trade that people done back in the 50s?
What are you fucking
saying?
That trade is going to always be useful. People are going to always need to live in houses, hun.
I want
they
you to walk down
need
the
a place
street
to
and
stay.
Count how many brick houses you see.
Dude, I live in a brick house, and I live across from a brick house.
How old is your house?
I live in
is
a brick house,
house
and
new?
I live across
it's
from a brick
house,
house,
right?
It don't matter. It doesn't matter if my house was made yesterday. Are you saying that brick houses don't exist
all right,
in the world anymore?
All right, hold on. Wait. Let me bring somebody else into the conversation.
Eric, I'm sorry. I don't mean to go off or anything.
No, it's
but,
okay. Good afternoon.
Just,
good afternoon. You on this talk.
I want
can I have
to get off the rat and
come out? Uh-oh. They hung up. Okay. Maybe they'll call back. But I mean, you know, look. You know, Shasta, once again, you make my point for me. Come out, brick mason. Come on. You need a computer. And to answer your question, computers are used to make blueprints for a house.
I mean, but he's making your point for you because that's the only point that you want to have. I mean, but that's your standpoint, and you're not. I mean, but you have to look at it as, and that's your standpoint, and you're not looking to be open minded for others. So if that's the way that you're looking at it, then that's the way you're looking at it.
Look, being open minded is what I am being. If I was closed minded, I say no. Listen to me now. If I was closed minded, what I would say was. Oh, she lost the call anyway. But anyway, she'll call back. Being closed-minded, what I would say is, yeah, let all them little bastards stay out there and kill HF every day. Yeah, I don't care. Let the little dumbasses come out of school and just do nothing on. But that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is, if they're not doing anything else, Shasta, why not let them go in the military, get a little skill, hopefully get a degree, go to some kind of college, and come out better? With some discipline and at least a little direction of where they want to go. And what is wrong with that? Now, what you doing a tap dance, singing, dancing, talking about there's a lot of other alternatives, but the only thing you've given me was Job Corps. Now, I know for sure Job Corps is not something that's going to, how can I put it? Job Corps is good, but as Goofy said, rejects, but come on, really? Job Corps? And like I say, Job Corps, when I know when I was growing up, Job Corps was for those that couldn't finish high school or just were troublemakers. So, I mean, why not send the troublemakers and force the troublemakers go in the military too? And you'd be surprised how some of them just turn around completely and come out as better citizens. And then, you know, they can go back and tell their little ragged-ass homeboys, you know, how you know, they turned their life around. See, you got to look at this big picture. You're just looking at it, war, war, war. It's more about just than war, Shasta. You understand what I'm saying? I know you're there because I opened your mic.
I hear what you're saying.
But
well,
let's light that blunt, Shasta. Come on.
I mentioned more than just Job Corps. I saw how you was half listening to me yet again. I also mentioned Big Brother and Big Sister. Education coming out of your schools, clubs, organizations, sports.
Once again,
Shasta, ways that we can get young people.
Once again, Shasta, I'm going to ask you this question once again. What the hell is that going to do for a young man out there on the street? What is that going to do for him? He still don't have a job.
Okay.
You know what? Nowadays, they need to start educating kids about how to be ready for a job. Because after high school, you know, they're just like thrown out in the middle of the street not knowing what the hell to do. Some of these kids need to be taught early to say, hey, you need to work because this is what's going to keep you alive your whole life. But nah, they see the videos, they want to be the rappers, they want to do this, they want to do that. But fantasizing and dreaming, you'll have so much time to dream when you're dead. It's time to live for now. Now. Not then, now.
I don't discount that. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with that. I believe that, too, that kids should be learning earlier in school. I mean, some of these things I was learning. I mean, I'm only 28, so I'm not real old, but I'm just saying, 10 years ago in school, we were learning how to write checks. So when we got out of school, we would know how to write checks for bills and shit like that. Nowadays, it's not important, like you said, because the media doesn't put importance on education and going to college and being successful. They put more emphasis on having sex and clubbing every night and drinking booze, and that's what they put more emphasis on.
They do.
Of course.
And the media should be to blame, because back in the days, you never see no cleavage on no TV or anything like that.
You never even heard ass on TV.
You couldn't even call a woman a bitch on TV.
No,
and now
that's
it's
true.
Just, it's the thing to do. And
yeah.
With this generation, it's so, like the other day, I saw a 12-year-old girl, shaved her head. She's walking around holding hands with another girl at 12 years old.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? Like, what goes through these kids' mind? Where are the parents?
Hey, I can ask the same question.
Why would you let your kid go down this path? I mean, maybe later on in life they come out, yay, whoop-de-doo, okay. But not right now. You're a kid.
Right. You don't know what you want yet.
Yeah, exactly. And I bet you she's seen it somewhere and thought it was cool. So, you know, she wanted to try it. Like I've been telling a lot of people, this age of gay people, they're not really gay. It's a fab. It's a fashion thing. It's what they want to, you know, they think it's cool. They're not really gay. You know what I mean? Like back in the days, you see people gay. Oh, they're gay. Straight faggots right there. But no, you got these, oh, I want to be cool, so I'm going to be gay. You know, it's like, who teaches these kids this shit? But the media.
Well, and then that
Ellen.
Goes back to that
Ellen
goes
is
back
a perfect
home
example.
I mean, I want to say this first and foremost. I'm not out here judging nobody, because there are things that I do in my own life, and there are things that I know that people do in their own lives. So I'm not here to judge nobody, but I do believe that as parents, people have taken their hands off their kids. I don't know if because they're scared of CPS going to say something, if they put the rod on the child. I don't know what it is, but nowadays I believe that since kids are no longer getting their ass beat, they've lost their mind. Because I remember getting my ass beat back in the day, and that's all I did. I'd be thinking about the ass whooping after I did something. Like, man, if I do this, I got to get my ass beat and go home, not you.
So once
anything
again, like
my
I
mom
said,
would see, anything my mom would see, she would fucking hit me with.
See, once again, that's why I say, send them to Sergeant Jackson in the military. I guarantee I get them right.
Oh, hell yeah.
I guarantee it, because their mind going to be right one way or another. See, I'm just saying, too. Once again, see, we making excuses. We making excuses.
I hear what Goofy's saying.
Like, I agree with... Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, eventually, if the parents not doing it, when they become 18, 19 years old, the parents didn't have no control over them. So why not require them to go somewhere where somebody will have control and teach them that, you know, there's more to it than you just thinking you Billy Badass, because there's somebody bigger than you. Well, say what?
Okay.
What do you want to say?
I'm going to say this again. This will be my third time. I'm not discounting the military as a solution. I'm not discounting the military as a solution. I'm just saying it's somewhere else down the line. I'm going to give you options, okay? You're going to have 1, 2, and 3. The military is just going to be the last one. So if you don't want to listen, as your parent, I might need to take you down to juvenile detention and let you spend some time with them.
They keep
you for a couple months if that's what's needed. I'll send you to juvenile detention hall. I'll send you to jail. I'll let police come arrest you.
Really?
Take you on in.
Really?
Yeah.
Now,
why
now,
not?
Now what we doing? Now what we doing is we introducing our kids to the prison system early. So now you create a whole other problem.
Listen,
yes,
stop
you
it. See, you, I don't want you to, look, don't take my words out of context. Let me go back and fix
I'm
that.
I'm taking
it
for what
you just
saying.
Let me go back and fix that because you just took it out. I just said that it was going to be steps to what we did and that the last step would be military. So going back to what Goofy said about being a criminal and being convicted of something, that would be that last step maybe. Okay, we've already tried to – put you in juvenile. You seen what juvie was like. You still want to be a badass. We even locked you up for a year in the jail system, and you didn't just got more crumbs. Well, now I'm going to send you into the military because you're ready. You've already been through the jail system. You want to be a killer. You want to be a thug. You want to sell drugs with everybody else. Now I'll send you to jail. I mean, now I'll send you to the military. That's just not the first thing I did for you.
Okay. You know where they're late
In the words of Mike Tyson, that's ludicrous.
No. You know where they're late
on? I don't see how it is.
Go ahead, Goofy.
MTV brought out the 16 and pregnant. And ever since girls have been, you know, thinking it's cute to be pregnant. And then, you know, now they started bringing in the Scared Straight. I actually been on like 4 of those Scared Straight programs, and they never scared the crap out of me. I mean, you know, I've gotten in faces with prisoners. You know, I've actually even wanted to fight some of them. But you know, they have the guard right there. You know, but they also tell you if you lay your hands on government property, then I could be arrested too. So. That's another thing that held me back. But they should have had that back in the day to show those kids, hey, you know, this is reality. This is real life. This ain't no TV crap.
I mean, I agree with you on that.
Every badass needs to get into one of those programs. Because I'll tell you right there, I've seen the toughest guys that I thought shit could kick my ass. They were crying and pissing their pants like nothing. Oh, my God, I was having a field day just laughing. It was enjoyable.
So maybe that could be an option. Because we're looking at alternatives other than the military. So maybe sending you to a juvenile detention facility that offers this program or sending you to a jail facility that offers this program for youth and maybe trying to get you in that and seeing how that affects you. To me, that's still another alternative. I'm looking for hope of an alternative other than using what I would consider my last alternative for my first choice.
I still don't understand how...
There's a breaking news report that in L.A. Shots have been fired in Big Bear. I don't know if that's that ex-cop Chris Downer or not, but thought I'd tell people.
What? I need to go look at that real quick. I need to bring that up.
We're going to have to research that one. But, y'all go out there, check that out, let me know what's going on in Big Bear. But, Shasta. You know, you keep saying making the military the last resort. Why? When that's the best thing going for our young people today, why do you want to make it the last resort?
I see the military as a last resort for people. I really do. I don't see that as the first result. My dad served in the military for 13 years. That was not his first result. He worked at the chicken plant first. He wore them boots, standing in the cold. He worked at Hardee's, worked at McDonald's. That was his last resort for his family. Knowing that being out here trying to hustle, walk to work every day, that just wasn't cutting it. It wasn't getting the right amount of money bringing in. So I chose to go into the military. But he did choose other things before the military became an option. That's all I'm saying. Maybe that wouldn't be a first option. It's a option, and I'm just not discounting the military at all.
Okay,
but
well, I'm going to ask you this question. So once he joined the military, then what happened?
Well, the rest is history pretty much. He's in the military for 13 years. I mean, you know, he went to school.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying that it doesn't strengthen the mind. I mean, you're not going to have me say it. I'm not going to say anything negative about the military. I'm an Army brat. So I'm not going to have anything negative to say other than, you know, although you hear positive stories about people coming out of the military, everybody doesn't have a positive story. Some people do have horror stories. Some people have bad dreams. Some people have PTSD. Some people have mental disorders. Some people have lots of other problems coming out of the military. Some people will tell you that they wish that would have been their last resort and not their first one. I don't discount any soldiers that are serving and risking their life in the military, but I do know that everything that comes out of there is not gold.
Well, let me give you a secret. And you already know this, Chester. I have all of the above. But yet I'm still not never going to tell anybody that's the worst. I tell you in a heartbeat, that's the best decision I made in my life. I don't tell
that's
any young
you.
Person that. I would.
That's for you.
Well, you see, that what you keep saying, that's for you. Trust me. If you knew me when I was a young man, trust me. Yes, the military was the best thing I made. And I don't, and see, here's the problem. We're supposed to be the greatest nation on land, on earth, but yet we have the biggest damn crime rate there is. Why? Because we're not requiring our young people to do anything. We're not. We're not requiring them to do anything. Only thing we say is go to school. Now at the age of 16, they can drive if they want to. What kind of crap is that? We're not requiring anything of our young people. Nothing. Nothing. And yes, it's the parents' fault. It is the parents' fault. But since the parents aren't requiring anything of them, let's step in and say, okay, look, you got 18 years to whatever make up your mind. By the 18th year, you out of school, you haven't made up your mind as far as what you want to do, we're going to help you and give you a little insight and guide you a little bit. Maybe in these 2 or 3 years, you can get a little insight of what you want to do for the rest of your life. That's not saying that you have to go in and stay 23, do your 2 or 3 years, get your education, learn your little skill, come out and start your life. It's not hard. But see, everybody's trying to make the military seem like it's this big, bad monster or something when it's not. That's all I'm saying. Now, you and Goofy have made some great points. And actually, both of you have made points to, you know, help strengthen my argument. You have. And Chastity, you have said it yourself. You know, your father went in and the rest is history.
I'm just saying it doesn't work for everybody. So you use my words.
That's what everybody wants to say. It doesn't work for everybody. How do we know if we don't we don't try?
Right. So let me take it back to what I said the first time when you discounted the fact that it needed to go case by case. That proves my point. That it's
I'm not backing off that. No.
Can I ask this question?
Go ahead.
What would you rather have, Shasta? Would you rather have them on the streets doing nothing, or would you rather have them in the military?
Now, look.
Answer the question.
It doesn't work like that, because you're trying to put it in black and white, and it's not black and white, because we don't all
understand. There's no black and white. It's just great.
Of
course I want them to be doing something for themselves. I'm just saying, I don't think everybody should go into the military. How don't y'all understand that? I'm saying, yes, everybody needs to be something. Everybody needs to be doing something productive for themselves. All I'm saying is, okay, so why does the military have to be something productive for themselves? Why couldn't it? And I notice that you're not reading the chat room, but they're having a very lengthy discussion. That's important.
Oh, I'm reading it, but I'm talking
somebody
to you
said
right
something
now.
About homeless veterans.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
So just because you go into the military doesn't mean you're set for life either. Some people come out of the military worse than what they went in, without limbs and other things.
Once again, we finding excuses
That's not an excuse. That's reality.
You know, the funny thing
that's
is, those homeless people, they get a check. They get a check. If they were in the military, they get a check until they DIE. So there's no excuses. They either drink up that check or they smoke it or stick it in their veins.
A lot of them that are homeless, they choose to be homeless because that's what they want.
Okay, now let's go back to this.
Let's go back to this.
You said they get a check. You said they get a check. Let me expound on that because my dad was military and there's 5 of us. So I understand that it's a fact all across the board. That's just like military gets paid on the 1st and the 15th, and we all know that too. But if this man gets a check, I'm glad that everyone's so glad he gets a check, but nobody looked at how many kids he's got and the fact that this man's married. He's got a car note, a house note. He's got bills to pay, credit card shit. Maybe that check doesn't cover his whole family.
Well, maybe some of y'all can get your asses out there and work.
No, but what my point? No. But let me step back. Everybody wants to say, oh, they get a check. That's good. They got a check. We're not saying how much that check is. When they get out of the military,
once again, you tap dancing on this.
Let me finish my thought, what I just said. Even when they get out of the military, it's a percentage that they put on each soldier. And let me add something to that. It's a case-by-case basis on what percentage you get back. They don't give everybody the same damn percentage. It's based on your situation, right or wrong.
Okay, so what I got to do with you going in?
The answer was that right or wrong? It's based on your situation.
Okay, that's right. That's a given.
Is.
That's right, but that's not the point.
What does that have to do
with you going in? What does
it
have to do with our young people going in? Not a damn thing. Nothing.
It don't have anything to do with it,
Shasta.
You're going to discount me every time. You're going to discount what I'm saying
because
it's not an agreement.
Because you're not putting up an argument that makes any sense right now.
I made plenty of sense.
No, you didn't. You made enough sense to help my point.
I just told you that the military does not work for everybody. What part of it doesn't work for everybody
What part of it do you understand? I say 2 to 3 years ain't going to kill anybody.
You don't know that.
If you don't like it after 2 or 3 years, get your butt out.
You don't know that. But you don't know that 2 or 3 years.
They do it every day.
That's my point, is somebody dies every day. So who's to say that 2 or 3 years, somebody might not lose their life?
Look, last year in Chicago, 553 of our young people died right there on the street every day. They still dying every day. So what's your point?
I mean, I'm looking in the chat room, too, and that makes more sense to me. A lot of times we want to say we want, and a lot of times that's the poor, too. We want to use people who are down and out and going through shit, and we want to throw them into the military.
But you got to understand.
I'm not saying this.
They're getting an education.
All.
They're not going to jail. They're getting an education, and they're learning proper skills to be a better person. Instead of hanging out on the street corner, you know, being a dumb fuck. I mean,
I'm not being a dumb fuck,
but in the presence of my own home. You know, you understand?
Can they learn that outside the military?
They could, but as you can see, they haven't because they're lazy. America has a new disease, laziness. And that's what America is nowadays. It's junkyard America. I remember back in the 80s, you would see people with 3-4 jobs trying to get to where they want to be proper in life.
Okay. Let me say one thing about this, too, because you just said back in the 80s, people had more jobs. I'm going to rephrase something else that you said, that we're in different times. It's so damn hard to get a job nowadays. Of course you're not holding 3 or 4. It used to be that easy
once
where you
again,
can quit a job and have another one the same day.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you 3 jobs you could get. Easy. McDonald's, Jack in the Box, and a pizza restaurant or whatever. Those are 3 places always looking for drivers and food workers and all that crap. So don't give me no shit saying that there's no jobs out there. People love fast food. That's the number one source in America right here. It's fast food.
So what about somebody who's in college? No. Because we keep talking about lazy people, and I'm mad about that because everybody who's on assistance, because that's what it boils down back to assistance and how we didn't want everybody living on assistance, so we wanted to send them to do something more better with their life too. Everybody is not in this category that y'all keep trying to put them into. Like, what do you mean? If drug dealers and all of that. I mean, there's a lot of young people who just need to find something to do that maybe aren't on drugs or aren't in the streets. We're talking about young people in general. So we're not just talking about people who have problems. What the fuck are you doing with the young people who have college degrees and can't even get a job?
Well, those are smart people because they're in their position where they're at. They should learn and understand where to get the job at. So don't give me that shit either.
There's some kids that
go to college because their parents got their ass, okay? And then there's some kids that take a loan, work their ass off to get that loan down to nothing, and they succeed. Because they have the will in their hearts, willing to do what it takes to get it done. This world don't do it like that no more. They're lazy motherfuckers. Plain and simple.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm going back to my blunt.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. Look, I'm not saying let's do it case by case. I say if you come out of high school, you don't have you ain't going to college, 2 or 3 years in the military, And then after that, you make up your own decision what you need to do. At least you have been given an opportunity to get you some type of training. You got a steady paycheck. You don't have to worry about, you know, you don't have to worry about trying to live off post or live in an apartment or nothing, because you got a place to stay. And they end up in their apartments anyway. So, I mean, everybody's knocking something, but you're knocking the thing that may actually be the answer for our youth today. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And instead of making it the last choice, I say make it the first choice. Because by the time you get to that choice, it may be too freaking late. That's all I'm saying. Now, since we done had a great conversation about that, wow, y'all, I tell you, I love this show. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord have mercy. Now, the title of the show today was supposed to be Issues Christians Have with God. But I guess you can see we have more issues going on in this world today than just that. Oh, Lord have mercy. Chastity, you there?
You know, I'm still here. I'm just listening. I mean, yeah. I don't hear the old school. I don't hear everybody on that's normally on, that normally has an opinion.
So it's a short conversation. Are you looking for someone to help you? Help you?
Yeah.
Because right now, there is really, let's be honest, Shasta. If you really sit down and look at it, there is.
Because y'all attacking me, so I'm going to just listen to somebody else, for somebody else to say something.
No, baby girl, I'm not attacking you. I'm just basically telling you the truth.
Yeah.
It's not an attack. I love you, Shasta. I don't know you, but I love you because you're a woman. And I'm a man, and I'm supposed to love you. So understand that.
It's just another way to do things.
Uh-huh. All right.
Let's get together. Let's smoke a blunt and maybe have a beer or some shit.
Well, somebody going to have to travel. That's all I'm going to say. But let's get to the other topic. We got 38 minutes left, so I think we can talk about the other topic that long. We didn't have a good
first thought.
Issues Christians have with God. So go ahead, Shasta, because I know you wait on this one too. So go ahead.
Issues that Christians have with God. You know, when I first looked at the topic, I was just thinking like, wow, what would be the first thing I would say? I think the main issue I would have with God is him being able to watch things that we might not be able to deal with in life. I know they say God won't bring you to it if he can't bring you through it. But sometimes I'm just wondering why I even got bought to a certain situation. Or, like, how could you see something happen to me? Me personally, it's just something personal I'm going to say about myself just to get in relation to what I'm saying. I've lost kids in life. You know, I've been pregnant and had a miscarriage 3 or 4 times. Why would God let something like that happen to somebody? Just an issue
God,
I have.
God lets, you know, God works in mysterious ways. And I'm going to tell you something. I never thought I would live to see my day today out of the shit that I've done in life. But every night, when I was young, I would go to bed and I would pray to God and I would really believe. And then there was a time when I thought, hey, God, you know, you ain't even caring about me. I'm over here praying for you. You don't care, you know? But God showed me something. God showed me my life. And see, God's not like something that appears. God is him and you. Telling you, is this what you want? Or is this what you want? God guides you. And regardless of the events, I've lost best friends, family members. I've lost so much through stupid stuff. But it's always in the outcome. You know, it's hard now, but in the outcome later, you'll understand. And I don't mean to, you know, talk upon your experiences, but from my experience...
Oh, no, I know where you're coming from.
It you know, he showed me he's there. I was sitting there at the top of a mountain cussing him out, wanting to fight him.
And all it took was just a slap in the face to realize who the hell I was.
You know what? Yeah,
I'm
gonna add to that. No, and there are a lot of questions, issues that Christians have with God. Like, why does the preachers live in the best homes, not in the best cars, but the congregation is, you know, just dirt poor, broke, hungry, unemployed, you know, and living beneath them, you know, their privileges, you know, there's things like that. But you have to realize, you know, we as humans, we always going to have that what if and why. We always going to have that question. However, here's my take on this. Some things God have to let you go through. He just got to let you go through for you to realize that, number one, how merciful he really is. But sometimes he just has to let you go through some things to let you know that you're not doing something right. And so he has to get your attention. Yeah, I know everybody say, well, why does he let kids get killed and all this good stuff? Yeah, I know that's some,
so
that's some of the issues
attention.
With him. So, but he needs to get your attention. He really does. He really does, because things aren't going right. People ain't not living right.
And he don't want you to suffer. That's one thing God don't want you to suffer. That's why he gave himself up for all of us. And people don't realize that. See, that's how selfish they are. They're like, you show me someone that'll say, I'm going to die for everybody in this world right now. Everyone's sin. I'm going to die right now. Find me somebody like that. And I'll try to find God for you. But serious, man. Yeah, I mean, God works in mysterious ways. You just have to have your faith. James 2:17.
Let's look at it this way. If everything was perfect and we had no problems at all, we still wouldn't be happy, right?
That's true.
I'm perfect right now, and I'm never happy.
Well,
That's true. And I thought that about that at the beginning of the show, too. I thought you would have a lot more people that would have an opinion about issues that they had with God. But
I mean, yeah, a lot of
you might have to run that back into, you might have to run this show back.
But the reality is, you know, everybody's, you know, yes, there's some, you know, besides the atheists and the agnostics, you know, they have issues, you know, we know what their issues are. But as Christians, man, I tell you, Christians, you know, we complain more than the people that don't believe. Why? And we're supposed to be the ones that actually believe. Am I missing a point here? I mean, we're supposed to be the ones that believe, but we complain the most. Why do we have so many issues with God? But we're supposed to be the ones that truly, truly, truly believe. But why do we? What is it?
I think, I guess I can answer that. I think one of them is our lack of him being tangible and us understanding what we don't know. It's kind of like the dark. When you're a kid and you're afraid of the dark, you're afraid of what you don't know. So it's the unknown to me. I don't think I really have an issue with God other than the fact that I don't know what's going to happen, or I don't know why things happen. I don't know the answer to it. And me being the type of person that likes control, it's the only issue. Like, I feel like, you know, we have choice, but some things just still seem out of your control.
Yeah, no, okay. Here's another one. But what happened to the so-called faith that we're supposed to have? Before you go there. Now, I tell you what, we have faith that the government going to have our check in the mailbox every month, right? Our faith never waned on that. You have faith that every Wednesday you're going to go down and get that dang on lottery ticket. You know you got a chance to win it, but you're going to spend that dollar on that because you got faith in that, right?
But yet
the person who actually gave you life and what have you, you don't have any faith in that because you have an issue with God. Why? Why do you? I mean, why is this?
We won't necessarily say that people don't have faith, but we can say that sometimes our faith wanes or sometimes we lose faith. Just like Goofy said, he was on the top of the mountain wanting to fight God. It ain't that he didn't have faith, but he was lost. You know, and we're all lost sometimes. It's not that we lost faith, you know what I mean? We just got to get a check. Sometimes you just got to get that check and know that, God is real. He's good. He's real. This is official. Sometimes we need that because we'll lose faith. And right when we feel like the battle is lost, that's when he'll act like a fool and show you something brand new. So, I know.
God is good.
And I mean, for the things that I've done, I should be dead. Seriously. And when I wake up in the morning after the bad things I've done, you know, God's always there saying, don't worry, I forgive you. And then I sit there and I'll all damn day I'll feel so guilty. You know, I'll just hate myself. But you just, as a human being, you need a reality check. You need, you know, that to, you know, slap you in the face and you know, wake you up. God is good. That's all I got to say. And I never complained about God. Well, when I was young, I was dumb. But now, he showed me he's there. So there's people who say he's not there. I've witnessed the workings of God. He's there.
Amen. And you know what? And this is not something that just, you know, that just is during our time. Because you have to remember, every time Moses went up on Mount Sinai to talk to God, what did the people down there, he done led them out of Egypt, out of bondage, then split open a whole ocean so they could cross from danger. But yet, every time Moses went to talk to God, what did they do? They decided they want to build another God and start worshiping somebody else. So this is not something that just begun during our time. I think it's just something that we as Christians, you know, our faith, I don't think our faith is as strong as we want to believe it is. And, you know, without faith, it's hard to please God if you don't have faith in him, right? Right? And Rob, Rob said, prove Moses parted the Red Sea. Well, you know what, Rob? I can prove Moses did it because he didn't do it. God did it. So Moses didn't part it. God parted the Red Sea. Come up with something else, Rob. That ain't flying today.
Look, now the thing is that just everyone complains. Everyone's mad because they're not perfect. But yet when they get the perfect, the thing that they want that makes them perfect, they're still not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I just think people need to realize and recognize you can make yourself perfect if you put your mind to it. You only ask God for forgiveness and help, not to better your lifestyle, like, oh, I need a purse, or, oh, I need, you know, a brand new shoes, or, you know, it's like, no. You call on God when you need God, and God will return that call. And it may not be right there, but he will.
That's true. Amen to that.
But I got to get out of here. Shasta, Eric, everybody, everyone have a great day, and God bless.
Yeah, all right,
you too,
man. Goofy.
You too.
Thanks. Thanks. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I tell you, that Goofy is something else, boy, I tell you. But anyway, back to what we were talking about. See, you know what? It's one thing to hear Goofy talk one way, but, you know, to hear him actually talk about, you know, what God has done for him, and he's admitted his lifestyle, it's amazing, huh?
Yeah,
it's
real.
It's amazing. That goes to show. You know, even though we may have issues with him, yeah, we still know the power that he has. I mean, it's easy, y'all. But it's not so easy also. I think sometimes we let, how can I put it? We let worldly things get in our way, get in between us and God, which causes us to question some of the things that he does. What are the questions you have, Rob? See, yeah, y'all got to understand, when I'm saying Rob, I'm talking to Chef Rob in the in the chat room. He's asking a bunch of questions. So, you know, we're gonna try to talk to him and the Shasta at the same time. Okay?
Well, when you're talking about when you get into people who don't believe in God, or I don't know what Chef Rob, I walked away from the laptop. So I don't know whether or not he believes or he don't believe. But I guess we're talking about Christians right now. So we're talking about people who believe. Definitely.
Yeah. Right.
So for the people who believe, definitely, I don't think we, like I said, I think we just lose sight. You know, you said that too. We turn our blinders off. You know what I mean? Now we're looking at everything around us when our focus should be straight in front of us. We started worrying about what other people thought of our lifestyle and what we were doing. And some of that gets into religion, and that bothers me too. That's another problem, another issue. that I have with God. I just didn't feel like he should have been more specific, because we out here got people misinterpreting what he's saying, and that's kind of confusing me. And my grandma said confusion ain't nothing but the devil, so I'm going to need him to clarify.
Okay, so what issues do you have? Is that one of the issues, just the religion completely?
Well, I have two issues. One is the republication of the Bible as many times as it's been written. You can find the Bible in the King James Version, the NIV Version, your mama's version, and yours. Everybody
okay.
has a version of the Bible.
Right.
So, like, it should have been specific, where it's one version. We don't got no other versions. There are no other versions of this. This is it. I can read this Bible and two other Bibles and get different interpretations of what he said out of three different Bibles. My only beef is with God is there shouldn't be room for misinterpretation. None. If this is it and this is what it said, there is no room for misinterpretation of what I said.
Well, okay. All right. With that, though, I'm going to say this is just my opinion now. I don't know for sure. I think what really goes on, everybody says, well, you know, because growing up, we used to have the Bibles, and what Jesus said was in red, and then what everybody
yep.
said was in black. You know,
mm-hmm.
but in that same Bible, there was a lot of thou, though, and, you know, and everybody said, you know, as we became so educated, and I'm going to use that word, as we became educated, you know, say, well, you know, let's make it a little easier to understand. So in our earnest to be educated, we went in and translated as far as what our wording is today. Now, does that carry the same meaning as was when they first wrote it? I doubt it, seriously. But, you know, and sometimes, I'll be honest with you, sometimes you know, I read my Bible daily. I'm not going to lie to you. I read my Bible daily. But sometimes, you know, if you get to reading, the true essence and the true meaning of what you're reading will come to you no matter what the words in the Bible say. I mean, just that's the
true.
Way I feel about it.
You know, about Revelation.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, regardless of whether it's translated one way or another, I think you have to look beyond that. You just can't just look at that and say, well, this is an issue I have. You know, that is an issue that I have. Yeah, but you have to get beyond that. That's a simple issue there. If you really, you know, ask the Lord to explain it to you, I don't care what you're reading, it's going to come to you, you know, because he's going to reveal it to you, as the people say.
No, I understand all that, and I don't have no beef there. I'm just saying as far as why would it be so many different people that he would have made to be interpreted in all the ways that they want to that would take away from what he means to say. Why would you have people taking away meaning from what you mean to say?
You know, I don't really think it was when they translated, they really meant to take away meaning. But however, you have to understand, you know, the more it gets translated,
the less meaningful.
Whatever universe.
I said the more it gets translated, the less meaningful.
Yeah,
the meaning loses. You say something, just like you say something over and over again, and it loses meaning. I heard that in a poem that I read.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you say homework over and over again, homework, 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 no meaning. So you lose meaning like that. So all the interpretations, just think, you said it this time, this time, this time, this time, this time, no meaning. You lose meaning behind it. So my only beef is, I mean, and me and God can talk about it. It's just me and God. I don't mean it for it to be debate, because my God is different from your God. In terms of we're looking at the same God, but my walk with him and your walk with him are two different walks. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. No, I don't. But go ahead and break it down a little bit more for me.
Okay. My walk with him and your walk with him is different in terms of you might pray more than I do. You might believe more than I do. You might be stronger in your faith. You might read your Bible every day. You might be able to recite scripture. You might be more devout than I am just because your walk is different. You're stronger than me. I might be younger in my walk where I just gave my life over to Christ. So I might not know the Bible like you. I might not be able to recite scripture like you. Now, I might be, I could be, you know, a believer, but I might not have had God show me things like you. So that in that way, we believe in the same God. We just have two different walks. I'm walking at my pace, you walking at yours. That way we're not judging each other. You see what I mean? Because Christians judge each other too. But if you realize that we don't all have the same walk, then there's no reason to judge you or try to compare you to me. You know what I mean?
Okay. I can get with that. I can get with that. You know what? I do understand that. And what you know, I'm glad you brought that up. Why do we find it necessary to judge? Is it something that is in our DNA that we just gonna do regardless? You know, even
yeah,
though it says judge ye not, you be judged, but yet we care less. We judge anybody on anything. Why?
Yeah.
Why do we do that? You know, I think I got more issues with Christians than I do with God. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Hey, I'm with you on that. I think if I really backtrack and think about what I was saying, it's more issues with Christians. It would be more of an issue with a Christian than it would be necessarily God. But I think it's our misrepresentation of ourselves. A lot of people want to be Christian so bad, and we want the title. But as far as the lifestyle and living the way that you should being a Christian, which encourages other people to find God, we don't. But so we want to judge them about it. I don't understand it either. It bugs me when you see God-fearing people judging other folks. And I'm just thinking, don't you read the same book I read that says we're not supposed to be judging folks? So I don't know. Mr. Eric, I feel you on that, though.
Oh, okay. You know, Chef Rob says there are very few facts in the Bible, Quran. Okay, very few facts like what? You know, and I like Chef Rob, I do. But individuals like Chef Rob, I'm not just ticking you out, Rob, I'm just using you as an example, you know, to where, you know, they go through and they pick. But while they're picking, you know, it's like I always say, you're always creating a problem, but, you know, you're not really giving me no solvable solutions to what you're saying. And now I can go to the Bible and show you what I'm talking about, but what can you take me and show me what you're talking about? You know, Rob said, open my life to defend myself. Okay, all right. Well, while we wait for Rob to respond to that, we got another call on the line, so let's see what we got going on here.
All right.
Good afternoon. You're on Let's Talk. Can I get your name, please? And what's on your mind?
Oh, I like your topic today.
Oh, you like my topic today? Okay.
I love it. Yeah, I do. I just want to run something and just get your opinion. When people say don't judge, the Bible says don't judge, that's not really what it says. In my interpretation of it, what I'm thinking is, it's saying if you judge somebody else, then you're going to be open to being judged as well. So I think basically, because people judge all the time, right? I mean, you know, you judge people's character. You have to evaluate them, and you should evaluate people. However, if you're going to be critical and judgmental in a negative way, and quick to do so without gathering facts, without having any understanding of people's situations and their circumstances, then just expect that to happen to you. So the more it says, just don't be so quick to be so hypercritical and to be so partially judgmental. And that's my take on it. Because the Bible doesn't say don't judge.
Okay, Shasta, you answer that, or you want to give?
Matter of fact, while she talking, I'm doing some researching because I'm trying to be for real. You know, this is how
okay.
I grew up, and my mama always say, "Don't judge."
While you doing
now,
the research, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to say something though. I want to say something though in terms of I'm not going to debate what she said because I don't debate the Bible, so I would only be looking to interpret the same scripture that she did. And our interpretations are going to be different. I just don't get into debates on the Bible. So
we're not debating. I'm just, you know what, Miss Lady?
She just said that it doesn't say not to judge in the Bible. That's pretty deep to say in the Bible, nowhere does it say not to judge. So that's why I said I'm going to research and get back to you.
I mean, it's, I don't know. I haven't read every scripture in the Bible, but the scripture that you're quoting, I think that you were indicating where
yeah.
it says, Christ says, don't touch. Well, I never read that. What it says, and I'm just paraphrasing, is, you know, if you do judge someone else, then you're going to be also judged.
Right.
So
and,
basically,
yeah.
be careful how you put people in categories, how you criticize them, how you cast aspersions on them, because you don't know their circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. And so, you know, you don't want that to happen to you, right? So be careful
mm-hmm.
how you do it to someone else.
And you know, I agree with that, and I'm glad you said that, because I was paraphrasing myself, but I didn't make it, you know, quite clear. But yes, I agree with you 100%. You know, I have, you know, I'm not even. Hey, I agree with you. I'm with you on that, because I believe that's what it says too. You know, I believe that's what it means. You know, but you know, in the same token, why are we so quick to do it though? Just because we can.
Because we can, it's easier to point fingers at someone else instead of looking at ourselves. You know, it's always easier to do that. And it may even be true in some what you're saying about other people. However, you aren't them. You aren't their circumstances. You aren't their trials and tribulations. You aren't their challenges. So just back up.
Well, the way I look at it is in terms of to be a Christian, I won't say it puts you on a pedestal, but it's supposed to give you a deeper understanding and a closeness to God. So I would see as if I know you're weak and I know that you need help and I know exactly where you're weak and you need help, for me to be a Christian and want to be living as God himself or in a reflection of God, why wouldn't I be willing to help? And I think sometimes Christians are more open to being judgmental than lending that God-like hand to help. There's a difference. I mean, to make you a Christian,
like,
you will be willing to lend that hand.
Absolutely. People love to talk and chat with persons, but they aren't there to be loving and supportive, you know. And it's just things like that's human nature. You know, then they can feel superior in some way because, oh, I don't have those issues. You know, but it's like a false sense of superiority. It's obvious.
Right, right. They feel like, I mean, whether it be the usher in the church that feels like she has a different, you know, oh well, I'm the usher, and I, you know, I don't have to do that. You know, I'm closer to the pastor because I'm on. You know, people look at their titles in the church and feel like they're superior to other people too.
Oh, the church is just another organization and group when you get people together with all their foolishness and issues. They bring them with them right to the church.
That's true. You're not lying. She's not lying.
Okay.
And that goes back to what I was saying the other day. I don't know if she was listening, but I think about 2 days ago, we were talking about another conversation where I said that I was a Christian, but I wasn't religious. And that's one of the reasons why I'm not religious. It's because people bring the same their lifestyle outside of the church house, in the church house, fashion shows. You know, I want to be a Christian Monday through Friday, but on Saturday I'm going to shake it up, and then I'll ask God for forgiveness on Sunday.
Hmm.
Oh, they have these cars shining, don't they?
Okay.
So you know.
Okay. Hold up. Matthew 7, 1 and 2 says, judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure?
In the same measure.
It shall be measured you to you again. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So basically, what Miss Lady said, yeah, you judge somebody, you opening yourself up to be judged as well. So, yeah.
So, but that goes back to also what I was saying to you about the fact that we have different relationships with God. My relationship with God, if I'm walking around judging folks, when it's time for me to be judged based on what he just read in the Bible, then God is going to look at the measure in which I judge other people and judge me just as harshly. It's just the way I look at it.
Yeah. All right. I like that. Just as myself. Okay. All right. Okay. Anything else we got on this?
Thank you for the show.
Okay. Okay, hold on. We're gonna bring Mr. Rob, Chef Rob in.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Rob. How are you doing today, sir?
Greetings. How we doing? How we doing, Brother Eric?
Good. Hello.
Hey, sister, how you doing?
You know, I'm going to stop you from doing that.
Stop me from doing what?
Coming in at the end of every show. But go ahead, Rob.
Well, you know, I guess that's, I mean, it's work, man. I come in when I can, man. I try to come in a little bit early. I'm in the middle of doing something. But, you know, for me, I kind of see it a couple of different ways, and I'm going to try to stick to one. You know, if this thing, this your beliefs, if that's keeping you from going ahead and doing ills, I kind of support it to a point. But I just don't think that going ahead dealing with things that, you know, I won't say controversial, but these are imaginary characters. And you can go ahead and say that they're real all you want, but if they're keeping you from going ahead and doing stupidness, okay, we're fine. You know, and I find it strange that we are not connecting certain dots. I mean, Easter, that's when Jesus rose to the heaven, but you got the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, December 25th, and then that's when Jesus was born. I mean, it's some stuff that you really need to look at. And the things that I can go on and on and on about the stuff that go ahead and say that, hey, like, this book is phony, it's fake. But when you go ahead and you try to quote those things to me, and then try to tell me that, hey, look, I need to live my life a certain way, when you got individuals who got these books who are doing all kinds of ills, raping boys, raping girls, abusing other people, using the Bible, using their holy books to go ahead and destroy whole cultures, we need to go ahead and review that. And that's the biggest thing. Most recently, that I was trying to go ahead and put in that chat room that there's a documentary coming out on the abuses in the Catholic Church. Well, the Catholic Church, that ain't nothing new. They've been doing that since its inception. And if you go ahead and really, you got to really study the history of some religions. I mean, back when, before Christianity became big, there were groups of women in their religious beliefs who were running around going ahead and saying that they were God and they were this and this and that. So the thing has a lot of problems. But one of the things that I do try to go ahead and put out when people approach me, because I don't really bring it to nobody that, hey, look, I'm an atheist. But when people try to go ahead and tell me that I'm wrong the way I'm living, I bring out certain things. And I cannot allow you to go ahead and go to the rest of the book to quote something from the rest of the book when you got the first book. You got Genesis, which don't make no sense. So if you can't get out of Genesis, how can we go on to the rest of the book? You got a talking snake. You got Cain's wife and just appearing. Then you got about five more births of women just appearing. We don't even go here. You don't even tell me where these people come from. You got the Noah's Ark story. I mean, that just don't make no sense. It don't make sense. And I heard Sister Solution go ahead and say something about you got to ask God to go ahead and give you an understanding. That ain't going to work. That's going ahead and giving in and say, hey, look, you believe the story, so you should accept what's going on. It's a lot of holes in this story, man, a whole lot of holes, and people should not be living their lives through this fantasy in this book.
Okay. All right. Now, you said a whole lot, Rob. But you know what, Rob, and I'm going to put it like this. You know, even though – okay, well, okay, even though you said, you know, what you said, right? But you have a belief system in something, correct?
No, I deal with facts. I don't deal with a belief. A belief means that, wait a minute, a belief means that you're going on what someone else has told you. I go ahead and go with facts. Something that's proven, scientifically proven, an experiment on that. I deal with that. I don't deal with no beliefs. I don't deal with the belief that I'm going to walk outside and my head going to get crushed. I go ahead and I make sure that someone's out there not trying to crush my head. That's a fact.
Okay, you sound like Michael now. Okay. Okay. Do you believe in UFOs?
I can't go ahead and say that I believe in UFOs. I can go ahead and say, hey, there's something to make you go ahead and think about it. But until I see some real tangible evidence, I can't say that they exist.
Okay. Now, here's my question. If you can't completely eliminate the possibility of UFOs, how can you eliminate the possibility of a supreme being?
Okay, so where is it? Okay, here it is again with evidence and proof. Where is your proof? Not your belief.
No, Rob. Listen,
I'm answering your question. I'm answering your question.
Okay, go ahead.
If you can't go ahead and prove to me it exists, how can you go ahead and tell me you can go on how you believe, your perception of the truth?
I go here and I like to deal with truth and facts. You cannot give me your perception of it, what you think. Okay, because what you're doing, when you got your Bible and you got your preachers, your priests, your imams, and all these individuals going ahead and tell you, interpreting what the book is saying, that's their interpretation. This is one reason you got so many, you know, so many different ideologies and beliefs, and people break off from a whole lot of that stuff, man. It's just, I deal with facts and truth and
evidence. You know what, Rob? I'm not even going to argue with you on that issue about, you know, the different ideas and people, you know, making it believe what they. I can only go by telling you about my personal experience, and you know, I know that sounds, you know, I guess crazy, but I can only tell you what I know has happened that, you know, was done for me. I can't tell you about what everybody else is doing because, like you say, many people, you know, they go around and you know, they make up their own little things, use it for what they want to use it for. So, you know, my faith and my belief is. It's strong, and I believe it is what it is. I mean, there is, he's there, and he's the one who created everything, and you know, and he helps me every day. He's with me every day. Now, as far as I don't know, Rob. I understand what you're saying, and maybe you know we do. You know, we need to look and read a little bit more, but I just can't see how all this is here without there being. You know, God, a God. I just can't do it. I mean, science, yes, I know science, you know, is actually trying to figure out all this stuff, but I don't think they will ever figure it all out. So you have to have a faith in something.
In yourself first. You got to put faith in yourself. But that's your belief. Okay, science and religion don't mix because science will go ahead and crush religion every single time. According to your belief system, I hear different numbers. Okay, the number that I hear that, hey, look, the world existed 6,000 years ago. The world started 6,000, 8,000, 9,000 years ago. But, hey, look, when you look at certain societies, they go back 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 years. If you go ahead and look at – look, let me show you something else. You got the oldest known structures known to man are the pyramids. You know, there are more pyramids in Sudan than there are in Egypt. But these pyramids are done by these people, and I'm hearing individuals go ahead and say, well, hey, aliens came down there and talked to them. And the reason they're doing it is to go ahead and to put out a certain perception that, hey, look, these black people were never smart enough to go ahead and do this because this stuff was in Africa. And that's what this book is done to go ahead and manipulate and control you so you can go ahead and protect individuals. And here's something else. In your belief system, in your belief in this God, in this Jesus, I won't deal with the God thing, in the Jesus thing. When you go ahead and you I hear this thing where, hey, God made man in his own image. So why is it that the Europeans are on top and all the people of color are suffering? Do you get that? You get what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was getting a message about my dad being put in the hospital. I'm sorry. Again, Rob. I'm sorry.
My fault. I know how it is. My mom, she's got some. Her cancer took a turn for the worst a couple of weeks ago. So I feel you.
I'm sorry about that. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go. Say it again.
No. When you got the. Okay. Let me put it again. When I hear this thing, God made man in his own image. Okay, but why is it that the biggest, the strongest image is of a European? And if you go ahead and you do the research, you'll see that, hey, look, back when this story supposedly took place, Europeans almost didn't exist, and they were almost, they were not really around. So the book is done to go ahead and set a mindset to go ahead for every people of color to go ahead and worship this white, blue-eyed individual.
Well, okay. But couldn't it be said that with all the stories in the Bible, and yes, I know there's some contradictory things in the Bible, you know, I don't need to go, but can that be said that it's more as a guideline than anything else, as the way you should live your life?
In a way, you're right, because these are anomaly stories, mythology. Okay, these will go ahead so you can better your life and do things better in your life, not to be taken literally. And some individuals came into Egypt and go ahead and took some of these stories and pieced it together and put it as their story. I can't understand why you would go ahead and say these so-called Jews, if you do the research, they don't want to hide it. But their DNA traced them back to Europe. They do not have an older history. They do not have an older history than what's going on in Africa.
Okay, all right. See, and you know what? I think that what makes religion such a great thing, because there's so many different it's so many different views on it.
it's actually, see, this the thing that another thing that bugs me is I can't call it great,
okay? Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many atrocities there. Okay, I put one in the room that's going ahead and legitimizing rape. And another thing I bring up is, hey, you know the Ten Commandments, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you read the Fourth Commandment to me.
The Fourth Commandment. See, now I got to go on. Okay, wait a minute, hold up. Shooting out in Big Bear right now, CNN, Fox News. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, stop talking about my hero. Look, the Fourth Commandment. My hero, Kristen Dahmer. Hey, the Fourth Commandment is pretty much telling you thou shalt not work on the Sabbath day. Now, you.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then, you know, there's something else. And when you look at that line, that, when you look at that, when you say those who shouldn't be working, say you, I think it says your kids, your livestock, your slave, or, and then your wife.
No one. Right.
And it says no one. Okay, but it's also another thing that's disturbing about that. It's got the wife last. But here's the thing, it's got the slave there also. So it's also letting you know that, hey, it's all right to own slaves. But the crazy part about it, if you break the Fourth Commandment, what's to happen to you, you know?
Yeah.
And it's Exodus, I forgot what it is.
It's death. It's death.
It says you should be stoned to death.
Yeah.
So why is this such a good book when it's got so many references to murder?
Well, I'll let you walk me right into that one. Okay.
I can walk you through a whole bunch of them.
And you walk me right into that. But look, I don't think of really. No, I was looking at something in the chat room, man. It just threw me off. I don't think it means as per murder. You know, I think you can take a look at it as death, maybe to your spirit.
Mm.
You know, and once again, we get into the interpretation side of the house now. You know, because some say it's a story, some say it's true, but no one was really there. Well, none of us were really there. So we have to go by on what our, once again, belief system or faith tells us to believe. So, it's being that you believe what you may say, okay, it's murder. They're talking about actually murdering someone. I myself would say, well, maybe it's telling me, you know, if I work on the Sabbath, that's killing my spirit or my closeness with God, because if I'm working, that means I'm not in a church somewhere worshiping. You see what I'm saying? So it can be looked at both ways.
Oh, wait a minute, bro.
I was sideways on that one, didn't I?
No, you didn't, bro. I know you didn't. You know, again, that interpretation thing plays a part.
Yes, Shasta.
Okay, well, I just wanted to show that I think Gucci had brought it to our attention earlier about Chris Dorner, but they say he just fleed in a stolen car after exchanging some fire. So they were actually talking about Dorner again.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Shasta. Mm.
Yeah,
Rob, I got a question. Somebody just sent me a question to ask you. And since you don't want on here right now, I got to ask you. Why is it that so many black men does not believe in God?
Oh, no, that's not true. That's not true. You got too many black men who believe in God. You got too many, and you got a lot of black women who believe in God. And that, to me, that's even worse. But you got a lot of black men who believe in God.
Mm. Well, wait a minute. Wait, Rob. Why is it so bad that a lot of black women believe in God?
Because you putting the seed of these imaginary characters in these babies' heads.
Oh, Rob.
You didn't tell me who Cain's wife was. I asked you who Cain's wife was. Who Cain's wife, where she come from, who were her parents, is somebody birthed her. Okay, so then you got Cain's his daughter-in-law, his granddaughter-in-law. You got about five more births from women that you got the name of the males, but you don't have the females. This book is written, it's nothing but males throughout this book. This is written from almost like a homosexual male thing here, man. It's crazy.
No, Rob, man, come on now.
Think about it. Who was Cain's wife? Some people told me it was his sister. When you read the book, it don't say nothing about no sister. When some people told me it was his mother. I mean, come on now.
I can't answer that for you right now. But I ain't going to research it, and you know, I find
ain't
you.
Ain't no researches. I got two different bourbons of the Bible right now, and I can go online. I can get that for you, boy.
Well, if you ask the question, apparently you can't find it, so I'm going to find it.
It ain't there. Okay. That's another thing to go ask.
It's not there. I say it may be there. I'm going to go and find it. You know, I'm not professing to be a Bible scholar, but I'm sure I will go and look for it.
And you know, let me throw something at you too. When I come across the individuals who call themselves Bible scholars, and I throw that question at them, you know, the biggest thing they do is they misdirect, or they go ahead and get me to thinking about something else instead of answering that question.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'm not misdirecting. I'm telling you straight up. I can't answer that right now, but I will do my research and find out for you. You know, maybe research extraordinaire Shasta be looking up right now, looking it up. You know, she researched crazy.
It's Genesis chapter 4, according to this book, and it's Genesis 4:16, when it's talking about Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And then it goes straight into 17. It says, Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch. And he built a city called the name of the city after his son Enoch. See, that's what it says. It just go right into that. I'm like, hold on now.
Okay, okay. So Rob. Okay, so that's that one little piece. But I'm saying somewhere in there, I know it. You know, because especially in Genesis. You know,
that's
the
because
first
you're trying
books,
to go ahead and make it. That's because you're trying to make it logical. That's because you're trying to make sense of it. Because you believe. That's the issue.
Well,
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer. But what I was about to say, Rob, is, you know, somewhere in there, I'm sure, because, you know, if you read Genesis, which apparently you have, or you're reading it, you know, somewhere in there, it gives the breakdown of generations and the families and who begot who and who did what. So I'm sure we just got to find it. That's all. But I'm going to look for it. I'm going to look for it and let you know.
You just said it. See, you're trying to throw these people in there, especially later on. You can get away with it later on, but not in Genesis. That's why I tell you, you can't get out of Genesis with me.
No, I can't get out of Genesis. But your question was, who was Cain's wife?
Who was Cain's wife?
So it said he had a wife, right?
It said he had a wife.
Okay, we need to find out who was his wife.
And who was her parents?
Okay.
Where'd she come from? I'm telling you, I'm reading it right here. I can go online and go ahead and find a bunch of stuff, but I got my Bible right here. Can you hear it? Okay, so hey.
You dropping a book, yeah.
Yeah, man. I got it right here for you, you know.
I hear you. I hear you, my brother. I hear you. So I enjoy it. I enjoy these type of conversations. I really do.
I can go ahead and kill you with that Noah's Ark story. Man.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. You hear me?
I'm gonna say most people who are Christians, we won't even open up the door for any information that could refute what we already believe. I remember when I was younger, we used to have the Mormons. They used to come knock on the door. My mama used to tell me before they even got to the door, ask them if they're thirsty. If they're thirsty, we'll give them something to drink, but we don't want to hear that mess. That's what it is. So I ask them if they're thirsty because either you've been walking or riding that bike, and my mama give you a little plastic cup so you know it's safe, get you something to drink because we don't want to hear that mess.
I mean, that's
just how Christians are. They just don't really open up for anything that could refute what you already know. Like, that's a way to say that it might change your belief or it might change the way you look at it. So although I'm a Christian, I'm not religious, nor am I closed-minded. Some things you got to be open. You just got to be open at the same time because nothing is solid.
See, what it is changing your beliefs means that can go ahead and decrease their income. That's what that is.
Rob done went somewhere.
He went a little bit deeper.
He done stepped inside the mega churches now.
Hey, that's all it was set up for. That's all this stuff. That's all this sort of stuff was brought to today, and that's why it was set up to go ahead and to get your riches and what little knowledge to destroy whatever knowledge is out there. It's to go ahead and acquire riches. That's what it's for.
That's what it's for.
That's all it is. That's all it is. Because if it was so true, then, hey, look, churches would need to go ahead and collect money from everybody. The lights would be on automatically. Bag of money would fall from the sky. You wouldn't even need money.
Okay. No. No, Rob. I'm not going with that one, Rob.
Well, please. Please.
What?
Please, come on, man. What's, okay, look, let's stick back. Let's go back to Genesis because here's the knockout. You know what? You know, let's deal with that. The Noah's Ark story. It's all it is the Adam and Eve all over again.
Well, okay, I can see that point. To where everything started all over. Yeah.
So here's my thing here. When the thing I started to look at real closely was the dimensions of this boat.
Uh-huh.
And the dimensions is, I believe it's like 300 cubics from forward to aft and like 75 from some port to starboard. Okay, so that's front to back, left to right. So how in the hell could you go ahead and put every animal, even in the land, on that boat? But you still don't account for kangaroos in Australia. I've been there, seen them. I've been to Alaska, seen polar bears. And there's other animals that don't need in that area. Let's see, 300 cubics is 500 feet forward, front to back. And 75 cubics left to right is about 125 feet.
Uh-huh.
So how can you go ahead and put an animal, these animals on there, meat eaters, next to plant eaters, and all chaos, all hell don't break?
But wait a minute. Did they say the meat eaters were next to the plant eaters?
No,
I'm going to do like you do me. Did it say that?
Okay, so it didn't say that. So what's your point?
My point is, once again, we into to the interpretation part of it.
I'm reading. Okay.
No. I just asked you. Did it say that once the meat eater was next to the vegetation eaters or what have you?
It just said they're on the boat.
Okay, they're on the boat. Now, since they're on the boat, you know, I mean,
it don't say they were in cages either. Now, do it, brother.
That's right. It doesn't say they were in cages.
So they were just all running through there free in one big old room.
Well, you know what, Rob? I'm not going to lie to you because, you know, I find that kind of weird, too, because first thing I was thinking of, now, you got all them for 40 days and 40 nights. Where were they using the bathroom? That's the first thing I thought about.
Oh, man, I was glad you brought that because I was showing up. That was going to be my next
You
one.
Know, I thought about that, too. However, you know, I just got to believe that God works in mysterious ways.
Come on, bro. See, that's a cop-out answer, man. See, let me break something down to you real quick. Okay, you got. I think there's pretty much five different species of elephant. I think there's two in Africa, and then there's three coming throughout Asia. Okay, male elephant can eat between 80 and 200 pounds of food per day.
But
so
at the same,
where were they putting all that manure?
Hey, Rob, the Lord provided. All right, he provided. Yeah, just like the fish and the wine, he provided. Hey, who else do you know can flood the world and you know for 40 days, 40 nights?
You know, and that brings you back to that Moses story. Okay, see the Moses. I mean, it's like supposedly 300,000, 400,000 people wandered through the desert, don't leave a trace, but they passed through this through the waters who opened up. Now, dude, now you've seen lakes have been drained. And even if you go here after a rain, it's muddy outside. Everybody got across, no losses?
Hey, it said no losses. Everybody got across. Because those were the chosen people.
Oh, come on, bro. Chosen people. Yeah, and of course.
I mean, but see, the thing was to get them out of Egypt and get them to the promised land. But did you notice Moses couldn't go to the promised land? Why? Because he had murdered and killed and lied, see? So he couldn't even make it. But he led them to the land of milk and honey. See what I'm saying? So, I mean, there are contradictions. I'm not going to lie. But, it goes back to what you believe in and your faith and your personal experience that you have with God.
That's
your personal walk.
And there's that word again, belief.
That's right.
Not facts. Not scientific proof.
What?
Not data.
And once again, that's that word. And if you go with facts, then you lean into more toward science. Now, I can say I have facts as far as what he's done for me, but you won't believe that because you want me to show you scientific proof
that's right.
of what happened.
That's
but
right.
I'm telling
that's
you, as a walking example that what he's done for me. So now we're at a crossroad. So who's gonna believe who?
Because you look because you ain't been exposed to too many people like me. That's why. I give you a little time to go in. You open your eyes to reality. Let me tell you a story an individual told me, right? And what supports his belief. Okay.
Uh-huh.
He told me now this guy got a Lexus, right? His
okay.
Lexus, the engine blew.
Uh-huh.
So he prayed, and the Lexus dealer called him up and gave him a brand new $8,000 engine for his Lexus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you with me?
Okay, I'm with you so far.
So my question to him, I said, boy, that still don't make no damn sense. I said, hey, look, it gave you this car. But how you going to maintain the car? How you going to put gas in it? What happens if it start breaking down again? How you going to pay the insurance? I mean, why didn't he provide for all that?
Because the major primary need was getting the engine for the car. Everything else will come after that. Come on, man.
Got to come on, keep on coming out your... Come on, bro.
Faith is things so far evident not seen. So, you know, it's not for you to question what God does.
Why not?
I mean, he provides because he provides for you. He provides for you. If you believe in him, he will provide for you. Now, he may not provide when you think he should or what you think you should be provided, but he will provide for you.
Really?
But once again, that is my faith and my belief.
And God, mysterious way.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and that's part of God's plan, right?
Okay, let's look at it scientifically then. Okay, so his engine went bad, right? So the dealer called him. They happened to have another engine laying around. And, you know, out of the goodness of their heart, they decided, okay, we're going to give it to this guy because he needs an engine. He's been a good customer. Bam. And he got an engine.
That's not true. It's a tax write-off, bro. Come on. I'm in business and I run a nonprofit, bro. Come on, man. What you talking about, man? That was a business move.
Yeah, but okay. But if there wasn't, I'm going to put it like this. If there wasn't no car, that man wouldn't have considered it a business move to give it away. He could have sold the dang old engine and made a profit off of it. So, see, I'm back to where I started.
So, how did that engine fall? Come on. I'm going to go back. We need to back on up and go back up here to this God moves in mysterious ways and God's plan here. Okay. You're still walking in that yard full of rakes, brother, whether you realize it or not.
I don't think so. I'm not walking. I'm floating. I'm floating. Because the Lord has given me the strength and the power to float through it. So I got to walk on it. So I don't have, because no weapons formed against me will harm me. I'm sorry. So if whatever race you put out there, I'm just floating right over the top of them.
Just smoking weed with goofball. Look.
All right.
Okay, now. Now, look here. Like, I ain't no shame. I'm in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And here, you know, over 500 individuals were shot and killed, or close to 190 children have been shot and killed. That was last year. But this thing don't just go back. This ain't just last year. This goes back some years. There's nothing, I don't think there's nothing lower than 400. And one year, I think it was like over almost 700 individuals have been killed here. And this going back some 30 years. So I don't understand what was God's plan for all them people who got killed. What was God's plan for them? And then those 20 young babies that go ahead and got killed in Connecticut. What was God's plan for them and their families? This is another thing to go ahead and say. I said, man, I can't go ahead and put my signature. None of that.
Well, you know, it was a tragedy. I'm not gonna. That was a tragedy. And you know what, Rob? Honestly, sometimes things like that do make you scratch your head and say why. But you know, like I did a show, why ask God why? Only he knows what he has ahead. You know, yes, it's a tragedy, no doubt. But it's a bigger plan somewhere. I don't know what it is. I really can't tell you what it is.
You know,
I'm sure. Huh?
Here's something else with a lot of these. you know, for me, when I go ahead and I turn to it, like I got a satellite. When I go ahead and turn to it, it's a bunch of the religious channels. That's just straight comedy for me. So when I go ahead. I sit there and laugh. So when I sit there and listen to them and all they talking about, hey, send me your money,
Well,
and God wants you to be rich and wants you to be rich. You know, man, where my restaurant is on that street, there's about 6 different churches over there, and it's a rough neighborhood on one end. And I see them coming out trying to go ahead and get involved with some of these young people that's doing shootings up and down the block. Where are they with that? When they come on inside, they go in their church, and they don't even live in the neighborhood. They need to go ahead and be out there with these young people and try to do something with that. But they seem to go ahead and run away from them.
Rob, you know what? I agree with you 250%. I really do. And I think I've done a show on that before. I agree with you. But see, that's not God. That's man.
That's my point. The whole
that's
thing
man right
is man.
There.
The whole thing is man made to manipulate man.
Mm-hmm. I say when that kind of stuff, that man right there. That has nothing to do with God. Yeah. And I'm with you on the little the TV shows and stuff. I'm with you too. And I say, interesting. They'll show them asking for money. Want them opening the doors of the church, asking nobody to be saved or nothing, but they sure beg you for money, won't they?
Yeah, man. You know what, man? If a couple of them come to mind, it's the one with the cloth who wants you to send like $100 to get this little red cloth, and he's supposedly speaking in tongues.
Yeah,
sitting up
yeah.
There, man, I didn't have enough weed that day. I was sitting there watching
wow.
this. I'm like, oh my goodness, man, I should have had liquor and everything, man. This that was funny.
Lord,
and it's
mercy.
A bunch of them like that, these big old places, and all they do is collecting money, and if you know, and all I hear is that's God's way, God's will, God wanted me to have all that. So Clefro Dollar, who beat up his daughter, who's I think he's also another abuser.
Well, you know
now,
what, Rob?
He's got millions of dollars. I mean, like, if he was got, why did you need all that money? Why isn't that money put into the community?
Okay. Well, I'm with you on that one. I'm not even going to argue that point. Because
I
keep him, T.D. Jakes, T.D. Jakes made food with, so he making more money. Who else? The knucklehead down in Atlanta, but I think he fell off of the
Eddie Longstroke.
Yeah.
Eddie Longstroke.
Yeah, so, you know, I agree with you. And I've been saying that for a while. You know, I agree.
But
they rake in $30 million a weekend, but yet, you know, nothing's going on. The same thing is the neighborhood looks the same. Their church is the biggest thing around there, and everything else is raggedy around it. That's not – something's not right with that. So I agree with you on that one.
And they don't. And these people, they come. They don't even live in the neighborhood. The people that come to the churches. There's a couple of them mega churches here, man, and they blocking off the streets. But the people don't even live in the neighborhood. And all it is, I went to go ahead and visit somebody. Everybody was looking at me crazy because I had went to go ahead and help somebody work on my car, and I had left there and come on by to go ahead and talk to somebody who said meet them over there. And people was looking at me like, hey, what you in here dressed like that for? I had on sweatpants and an oily T-shirt.
Oh, you was not dressed to come in our church.
So you're supposed to be come as you are.
I'm sure they wanted to escort you out. All right, Rob, man, it's been fun. Hey, join me tomorrow, man. Homosexuality is you born with it, is it created? That's the title tomorrow, so it should be another hot one.
Can I give you mine right now? Because I may not be able to make it.
Oh, Lord. Go ahead.
It's created. It's a life. It's a mindset. Ain't nobody popped out the room being homo. It's something. It's a choice you made. It's something you want to do. I got a couple of relatives that are homos. You know, I always tell them, hey, look, I still love you, but I don't like your lifestyle. But I still got to deal with you because you're my relative. But it's a life. It's a choice you made. Ain't nobody popped out the room going ahead being gay. Because I can't see a young male popping out the room when I'm going to put sausage in his mouth. I'm sorry.
Okay. See, you feel like I feel then. All right. Let me get out of here, man. I got to call Florida and see what's going on down there in the homeland.
I get you.
All right, man. Thanks, Rob. Hey,
all right.
I'll talk to you later. Oh, all right, y'all. Woo-hoo. I'll tell you, another great show. Joe. See, y'all know Joe been on the line the whole time. Joe been asleep. I'm going to get him. That's right. I'm saying it so when you go back and listen, you can hear me. You asleep, Joe. That's why you won't argue with nobody. Anyway, y'all, another great edition of Let's Talk. I tell you, boy, you can't find better entertainment and knowledge that get passed on in this show. I know that's true. All right, y'all, we ain't going to hold you too much longer. Hey, I just want to say, as far as what we were speaking of earlier, the two topics, yes, I think the military should be a first option, not a last option. And I think if we go ahead and require young people to at least do 2 to 3 years, I think we'll be a whole lot better off. Not only the parents, but the young people themselves and society. That's just the way I feel about it. Okay? As far as issues Christians have with God, hey, that's just something you're going to have to work out with God. Because only you know what your issues are. But if you truly believe, I'm sure you know everything is going to be all right. As Shasta said, he never give you more than you can handle. And that's for dang on sure. All right. Well, don't forget to give that special someone a kiss and a hug and tell them you love them, you appreciate them, and spend some time with them. You know what I mean? Spend some time with them. Also, don't forget March 13th. There's a book coming out, No Condemnation, by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress, available on Amazon.com. You can go and pre-order it or just wait till the 13th. I'm sure it's going to be an outstanding book. I think I've covered everything now. All right, I want to thank everybody for joining me today, the ones in the chat room, the callers on the phone. Appreciate you. Without you, I know I wouldn't have any listeners, and I wouldn't be here. Okay, well, that's it. Tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for homosexuality. Are you born with it or is it created? Till then, I'm out of here. Talk, please, talk, please, talk, please, talk.